I'm Zach Anner, and welcome to Workout Wednesday, the workout show that teaches you to change perspectives by literally flipping you upside down. This week, we're going to be using the inversion table, which is, I don't know what it is. People say I can't stand up on exercise equipment. Well, I'm going to be standing up on my head. Here's what you need. Workout headband. Workout shirt. Really, really strong ankles. And a willing attitude to turn that frown upside down. First thing you got to do is get up on this jungle gym looking thing. This is about good, right?
You're supposed to be flattening out. It's just like we put two triangles.
Ooh, it feels like a dentist for my ankles. I don't know if this is a good idea or a bad idea, but I have a sneaking suspicion which one.
I'm going to lean you back slowly.
Okay, very slow. Whoa!
Can you hold that? Can you feel that?
I think so.
You should be able to find equilibrium.
Well, that's something I've never had before. And then I could go upside down, right? When can I go upside down? Is this a workout or am I doing nothing? You may look at your friends' Facebook photos and think that their lives are so much better than yours. But on the flip side, they could be going through some really tough stuff. Nobody's gonna tweet out, I just caught a virus and every time I fire it, it comes out as a poo. You might think it's backwards that it's easier to get a gun than it is to get health insurance. But they never talk about the good things that guns do. Just the other day, I saw an AK-47 giving out blankets to the homeless, and you never read about that in the paper, because it's not true. You might see my lazy eye as a detriment, but have you ever considered that it gives me different perspectives? Neil deGrasse Tyson says the Earth is round. B.O.B. says the Earth is flat. Well, I can tell you guys, you're both right. To me, the Earth is a circle. The Earth is a flat circle. Can we make this more upside down? What happens if you let it go? Oh no! Oh God! Where did all my thoughts go? All that's left is the blood in my ears. So you feel like girls don't like you because they're shallow. Well, have you ever considered that labeling an entire gender as one thing is a pretty shallow thing to do? Just work on being the best well-rounded human being you could be, and you never know who you could meet. Trust me, I met a girl once. It was great. I'm in control. I haven't figured out equilibrium yet. You may have just broken up with your boyfriend and feel like you lost your soulmate. But look at it this way. No, you didn't. If soulmates exist, then yours is still out there. And if they don't, then you came up with a really nice way to explain dumping someone for a really shallow reason. My soulmate would never not like kettle corn. It's sweet and salty. What's not to like? Get out of my life! Be the change you wish to see in the world. Accept the penny. Don't be the penny. Or any Canadian change. I shouldn't have had a milkshake before I did this. That's Workout Wednesday for this week. Remember to subscribe, check out my book, and even if you're feeling a little turned upside down, remember you can still change your perspective and get a good stretch and maybe vomit. Why am I exhausted when I've done nothing?
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too. This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
John loves huge tits.
Like a hot cock.
I would put her left titty in my mouth.
No.
I don't think it was proportionally accurate to the rest of her nipple.
What was that word again?
You heard me.
It's not even going to give you the satisfaction.
Oh, no. At least you're not that drunk to realize I can't say that word right now.
You think I can say the word proportionate correctly while inebriated?
Well, you tried it once before. I just wanted to see if you could do it again. And you just did it then. So, thank you.
I tried really hard.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought about it.
I feel like I need to catch up to Marie. Hold on. I'm going to take a shot.
Wait, you've been trying to catch up?
Why would you?
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on MoreLikeRadio.com. Italiano vero, Italiano vero.
Hello there, you are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
All right. It is Dutch and Royce time here on morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with my co-host Royce Lopez.
Missed you, buddy.
I missed you too. It's been 2 weeks for me.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I was out in the Northwest, which I guess we can talk about later. But also here with my other co-host, the worst half of Dutch, not Dutch, of Royce Lopez is Marie Lopez.
Why?
Because you're not a good person. Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
Johnny Cakes and Zeri.
What up?
And like I said before, I am Joel Van Wingerden. My number is 954-573-2780. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, go to morelikeradio.com/live. Or if you've got a Skype account, just find Hippo Juice Film. Can we change that name without losing the entire contact?
See, that's list? The problem. I could probably change Add Hippo Juice Film to something else.
Maybe like More Like Radio?
We have a More Like Radio. You go to Add More Like Radio. There's one too.
So if you want to get in touch with us that way, you can as well. Yeah. Or morelikeradio.com/live to join the chat room, see our pretty faces and all that kind of fun stuff. Tonight's going to be a fun show. I'm super excited. We're going to be having Zach Ehner.
Yes, we are.
If you were listening to the beginning part of the show, I normally play like a comedy bit, either stand-up or something like that, but I play one of his workout videos. He's a he's one of those viral YouTube sensations. He has cerebral palsy, and he's one of the funniest fucking guys we found in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. We played his videos a few times, and he's pretty cool. So, I mean, we could pretty much call him right now if you want. You want to do this right now?
Sure. Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's go. I want to have more time.
Doing that, second hour, we're going to be having Dr. B on the phone to break down hamster.
I'm calling.
I guess.
Cool.
So.
All right. So this is good when you don't have...
But.
Your library.
Normally it's better like when they call in and then we can just be talking. Otherwise, it's like unnatural.
No, this is fine. I mean, this is how you do. This is raw. This is unedited, you know?
Right.
Sometimes you got to call them. Sometimes they're too big to call you.
Right.
This is one
and
of them
sometimes
times.
Sometimes hope we don't get the voicemail.
Sometimes
oh,
you feel like a
that's
nut.
The worst.
Oh, this would be great if we got his voicemail.
I know.
screw that show.
He might take a while to answer. I don't know.
Yeah. Any idea of when is his actual book coming out?
It already came out.
Oh, it did come out. Okay.
All right, do we have Zach Ehner on the line?
Believe it or not, Jack is in at home. So leave a message at the beat. I must be out or I pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Still going.
That was awesome.
Hey, Zach, it's the Dutch and Roy show. We're trying to get you on the air, dude. Call us back. 954-573-2780.
All right. So we'll try again in a little bit. Let's give him a chance to look at that. By the way, that's the best voicemail.
I love this guy.
That's the best. I already love him. I get a voicemail. Normally you would be mad, but that was so funny.
It went on so long.
I know.
Well, that's the whole bit from George Costanza from Seinfeld. He just did
it
from.
It?
Oh, yeah. That's from Seinfeld.
George Costanza. Like can't stands you.
I've never been a fan of Seinfeld. I've tried it multiple times and I still don't get it.
I never even tried. I just didn't like it.
Is it because of the Jew factor?
Yeah.
It had its
Bryce,
ups and
you
downs.
Can't say that word.
What? Oh, no. I know. The J word. I know. It's people say they say it with a hard J, so that's the problem.
Joggers?
Yeah. I mean, we want to try again?
We can try one more time.
Try again, and if that doesn't work, Sherry, can you send a message to his peoples?
Yeah.
Thanks, but let's give it a shot.
Why haven't you been on top of this already, Share Bear?
Sorry.
She actually has been.
Share Bear.
I like that.
She has been on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Mitch.
My dick.
No. Hold on.
Hey.
I love the background giggles. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, Kelsey's here too.
Yes, I am.
Maybe it takes him a couple of times for phones to ring.
I was going
to
say.
Well, I mean, he is a South by Southwest, too.
Yeah, he's been busy today.
Otherwise, give him till quarter after.
Hi, do we have...
Believe it or not.
Nope. He got you
again. He got you twice.
Damn it.
What were you going to say, Sherry? What were you going to say, Sherry?
Call him in 5 minutes.
10:15?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call him at 10:15.
Any way you can mute the
ringer? No, nope. Not when you're calling a phone, only when you're calling a Skype.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's not on their end. Phones just ring, which I agree. Unless they have really cool beats. Have you ever called those phones where they have a song playing instead?
Those are the best, right?
Dude, my buddy Seth had like, it's some horrible Rolling Stones song. And it was just that one, like, you know, 15 second or however long rings normally go for. Mm. So every time I called him, like that part of the song, not the song itself, just that part would be stuck in my head like all day.
Do you want to know how much I love... You want to know how much I love Limp Bizkit? Just call my phone and get my voicemail.
What
do you mean?
What did you do?
Do you make Limp Bizkit?
Oh, those ring back tones.
Those are really good. No, I mean that. Not if you have a cool song. Like if you have like Stairway to Heaven. Like, you know, that's pretty neat. I mean, to be fair, it wasn't a bad concept. Wouldn't you rather hear a song than a phone ringing?
No,
but it's like it. I don't know. It's like going onto someone's MySpace page and music just automatically played. That was annoying. So I feel the same thing.
But is it really more annoying than a ring?
Yes, that's not annoying. But it's over the phone. It's over the phone, so it sounds like shit.
Right. And it's like, who gets annoyed by the ringtone of when you're calling somebody's phone?
Did you ever have...
This last time, you're just like, God damn it, if they only had not the sound.
Oh, okay.
For a while, when I used to have a cassette tape answering machine, I had the special edition CD set from Jerky Boys, and it came with an answering machine cassette tape. And so I would have customized answering machine messages from the Jerky Boys.
Wow, that's a very 90s thing to do, too.
I used to screw around with like my text tone. Like before I got an iPhone. So I would just like, you know, anything like where I got, I think I used a clip from our show once where I uploaded it to the phone and just used that as anytime I got a text. I think it was the yes. Oh yes. Clip where the guy was screaming.
Is there anything worse than the smartphone?
Here it is, this one.
Yes! Oh yes!
Every time I got a text message.
Oh, that's annoying.
Well, yeah, I stopped doing really all that annoying. Shit too.
Is there absolutely anything worse than like the touchscreen phones that like you get at the low end cell phone places, like, you know, Boost Mobile and like the really cheap Android ones? They barely do anything. You can't put any apps on them.
I've never gone and gotten a poverty phone before. So
but you
know
what?
Know.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? Like,
I know you're
like
talking
a Boost
about.
Mobile or like right. a burn phone.
Well, you say, is there anything worse, which makes me think you've probably done this before then?
Well, no, I've seen them. I mean, I've you know, when you go and you buy phones, like for when I used to have the AC company, we used to get the guy's phones and we get the cheap ones, obviously, you know.
You didn't just get them flip phones?
No, it's not that bad. Come on. Flip phones?
Well, dude, if you're buying your employees' phones.
Oh, remember, this doesn't happen anymore. But remember back in the day, like Nextel, like the click, the two-way.
Oh, the walkie-talkie function.
Yes.
It never that worked properly.
Was the worst because it wasn't like ringing. Like you'll be, you know, you'll be sitting at a restaurant and then you'll just hear. Wait, sorry, hold on.
The thing is, the majority of people that had those phones didn't realize that you can do your beep beep like you're on a normal phone instead of like a sat phone, like talking like on a radio. So that was always annoying.
Or, you know, just call people like a normal person.
Right. I mean, the whole concept of making your phone into a walkie-talkie was just retarded.
I just remember because I used to hang out with my grandfather used to have it, and so did my dad, the Nextel phones for the company. And no one would ever use it right where you beep and then you talk back. We'd always be like at a fucking, at a McDonald's and just hear. And I'm like, what? Hold on, what?
Oh, you missed the first part because they don't hold it down first?
Yeah, and also, your fucking phone is in your pocket, so you're hearing it muffled.
People, yeah, they start talking like they don't wait for the... Yeah, they hit the button and think to just start talking right away.
All right, 10:15. Let's give it another shot.
One last shot?
One last shot. We'll leave him
one last shot, otherwise he's
message.
Dead to us.
But I want
to
leave him another message if he gets...
I hope he's okay.
Okay. I'm trying for the third time. I will leave it going if there's a message.
Okay.
Should we sing him a message?
Yeah, we should. But we
just sang. He just sang us one.
Well, what do we sing?
I was gonna say. Private Eyes. By Hall & Oates.
Private Eyes. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know what, John? You're better at this, that song improv. We'll let you do this one. So leave a message in the tune of Hall & Oates, Private Eye.
Okay.
And then we'll do the claps.
Yeah, we'll do the claps
for you.
Yes.
Of course I got to do the claps.
Yeah, we'll definitely do the claps for you.
We'll help you out there.
Believe it or not, Jack isn't at home, so leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Go, John.
John, go. Go, John.
Johnny, Joe, John. It beeped. Go.
Calling you now, Dutch and Royce. Trying to interview you. Calling now, the third time. Calling now. We're calling you, calling you, calling you, calling you. Why can't you pick up your phone and get your schedule right? Oh, no. We're calling you now, and then we go in right now, and I don't know the rest of this song. If you don't realize this is Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. Oh, yeah.
This is better than doing an impression and saying who the person is.
And I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just hang up. Zach calls back.
Okay. I think we sent our message.
John nailed it.
You think that's his cell phone? You said he has handlers?
No, that's his cell phone.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Sorry about the delay.
John.
I was going to say, did you not hear the beep?
I would have clapped had I known where to clap. And that's...
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you really didn't leave us...
I didn't know how to start the song.
Sherry, Sherry, see if you can get in contact with him, please.
Yeah, I'll email.
Thank you.
Sound.
I like to think I'm his best friend now.
Sound white and indignant.
Well, Sherry's
at least they gave
us
the correct number.
Oh yeah, we know it's him.
Oh, it's definitely him.
Yeah, how can you tell it's him?
He's at South by Southwest. I know that, but that's no reason not to keep your scheduled phone call with this fine.
I mean, the
show.
Whole reason why he's there is because he's there for the interactive media portion of it, and I feel like he should get how podcasts work.
Yeah.
But he
don't
probably
turn on our buddy Zach.
Well, he's probably just in a really noisy area, possibly away from his phone. Possibly asleep. Possibly in the bathroom.
He could have fallen and gotten hurt.
What if he's doing a lot of drugs?
Why did you have to go there?
I don't
think he's allowed to?
I don't think so. From his book, it sounds like he barely even drinks. I don't think he's the drug type.
Okay, but if it's Mythbusters, we'll say plausible?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then we're fine.
Not anymore. Mythbusters.
Hey, we tried.
Oh, yeah. Mythbusters ended.
Oh, did?
It did finally? It? I thought it did like 5 years ago.
No, this was the last season, right?
I watched two episodes and I couldn't get over that guy's dumb hat and neckerchief. I'm like, you
and his mustache?
Get his hat, not his mustache.
And his all of it. He's just an old hipster. And I was just like, all right, fuck you. And so I stopped.
I'm surprised it lasted that long because I heard through internets that those two did not get along at all.
Really?
No, they are not friends at all. Mm-mm. They do not like each other.
Not even a little?
None.
No.
Zero.
How do you know that? I didn't hear that.
Kind of like Royce and I. It's kind of like Royce and I. We both kind of hate each other, but we understand it's good for the benefit and entertainment of millions.
Right.
No, there was literally an interview of Adam Savage. It was on Nerdist, I think. And he's like, yeah, I'm not friends with Jamie. We've never had a meal alone together.
Ever?
Never. But they respected each other in what they did, so that's why it worked.
That doesn't mean that they hate somebody. Just like
they're just
separate, personal and work life.
Yeah,
I wonder if they're going to do like spin off because it could have looked towards the end. Their helpers had more limelight than those two.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Adam Savage has a website. It's tested.com, and he does videos and shit on there, and they also do a podcast. So he has things going on,
and his other two brothers are doing good too.
Yeah, I knew that a couple seasons ago they got rid of the other guys. Like the
nothing on that? Okay.
Oh.
What?
Ben and Corey Savage.
You get it?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I was thinking Macho Man, but I'm like, who's the other Savage?
Nope, then? Nope. I'm thinking of the Savage Brothers, like from Boy Meets World. And that was a John bomb on my part.
Yeah.
It's a John bomb! Joel bomb.
It's okay. I'll take the credit.
I 100% believed he had brothers. I did not know what you were doing.
I know. That's the problem with the bomb joke is when people think you're being serious.
Yeah.
Oof, that was bad, man.
I was like, I guess he knows more about these guys than I do.
Let me write that one down.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's like, wow, Joel even knows the siblings of these guys. Like, I really did not watch Mythbusters that closely.
He's a huge fan for only watching two episodes.
Jeez.
He's really into it. What?
But that makes me like, what was the, there was a couple of shows where you knew, where you found out later that like the whole cast just hated each other. I think,
oh,
like, Sex
yeah.
in the City.
Yeah. There was a bunch of, there's a bunch
that
of shows.
That was one of them. Like where everyone just hated each other.
Like Seinfeld, apparently Michael Richards was a real fucking dick to work
yeah.
with.
Well, everybody just hated him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, except for Jerry, but. Yeah.
But then, like, didn't something happen with the Pawn Stars? Like, Chumlee has like a like a $50,000 like bail, and like his, and then like his no, bud's like, yeah, I'll give you $250.
I think it's $500,000, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Oh shit!
If some sex string, what should they get arrested for?
It was a sexual assault, and I believe meth and guns.
Ooh.
Oh.
If only it were just
none
guns.
Of that shocks me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the same thing happened with like the Sun like a few years back.
That's just what you do when you get money in Nevada.
Meth?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
I thought it was in New Mexico. Which, by the way, I started watching Breaking Bad.
Finally?
And
I'm like, dude, I burned through like season one like in a weekend.
I'm going to rewatch it. Marie hasn't seen it either. I'm going to rewatch it.
I've seen plenty of it. I just haven't seen all of it in order because Royce always just plowed through
it
while I was gone.
Why for everything?
Because you did. You watched it without me. So when I would come home, I would catch the pieces that were on.
Not true. I thought we used to watch it in their house.
Yeah,
it was like a thing.
Yeah, you guys would watch, you know, reruns or go through it, and I was around. I was in the room, but I didn't see all of them. I know I didn't see all of them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes.
It's kind of off topic. Is that okay?
Sure.
Marie, how was your birthday? Kelsey, how was your birthday?
Oh, that's right.
Because that's more important than Breaking Bad. I'm sorry, guys.
My birthday was great, except for Joel only remembered Kelsey's and not mine.
Ooh, what yeah. I tried to remind him, and he goes, oh, yeah, and pulled his phone out, and then he set it down, and he
just
took
set
a four-hour
sorry, Marie.
He literally pulled it up and then was like, uh-huh, and then that was it.
I was planning on, but then something happened on the TV. And then I took a nap, yeah.
For four hours.
I was very tired. I got off the plane because I was surprising you.
Excuses.
On your birthday.
Well, anyways, so I actually did have a very good birthday. It started out at the office where my...
Scranton?
Yes, the office in Scranton, Pennsylvania. My coworkers decided to prank my cubicle, and what they did...
They set it on fire.
They set it on fire. No,
they let loose three pigs and number them one and three. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, two pigs and then number them one and three. And you have to find the second one, which doesn't exist.
Really nothing that elaborate, guys.
They put a cow up the stairs because cows don't go downstairs.
No. No. No animals were involved. No animals. No, what they did was they printed out the meme, you mad bro, with the troll face hundreds of times. And they stuck them everywhere. And so like throughout the day I would open up a notebook and a few would fall out, or you know, they tied corners of $20 bills to some, so it looked like there was a 20 lying somewhere and you pick it up and it was just the corner tip of the 20, and just, they were just everywhere. So
that's funny.
Yeah, it was fun at the
so
office.
Obnoxious.
I'd prefer that to somebody making me eat cake, because I don't need to eat cake anymore.
Well, you can have it and eat it too.
Yeah, I can have it. I don't want
to
eat it.
I never understood that phrase. I still to this day
yeah,
have no
I
idea
know.
What that
it
means.
Doesn't make sense. If you have
well,
cake,
let them eat cake.
No. I understand like the meaning behind you can't have your cake and eat it too. But like, why did that
what's
phrase
the point of
become
having a cake
thing? Yes, how did that become?
I'm not
the phrase
explaining
that
it.
Meant you.
I'm not explaining it to you again.
The phrase that pays.
If you didn't get it the first time, you're not going to get it this time.
What do you mean?
No,
you're stupid. That's what she means.
Hey.
If you still don't get it,
I love you.
I'm on Dutch's side. I don't get it either.
You're stupid.
It's fine. So anyway, so that was during the daytime. And then the weekend, Royce and I went to the Wiki-Washi River in Florida, which is a little north of Tampa.
Wiki-Washi what?
The Wiki.
That river name irritates me.
The Wiki-Washi River.
That sounds like somebody named it who had a speech impediment.
Okay, everything in Florida is named from something from a Seminole Indian tribe. So just get over it. The names are
weird.
That's
where you went for Christmas, wasn't it? On your houseboat? Yeah.
Correct. Yes, our friends invited us out there because Swamp Fest was happening this weekend. And so...
Did you guys almost submerge another boat?
No, this time we did not. We did not attack anybody.
No.
You didn't drown any electric snowmen or anything like that?
Not this time.
You didn't do any bombardments?
No.
Oh my God, that's one of my favorite stories from you too.
What we did was we went to Swamp Fest and we saw the Mermaid Show, which is a historical show from
Merman Pop.
Yes, from Wiki-Washi, where women would do full choreographed numbers under the natural Florida springs in the river.
Okay, so they said there's a spring there, and they sunk this theater underneath so you could see in the water. They have like these tubes coming up with compressed air. They have like three women dressed like mermaids swimming down there and like dancing along to the music while sucking air from these hoses. And that was pretty much explains the show, right?
But the best part was not the women, because the women really couldn't do much being in 70 degree underwater depths of like 10 feet below. But they fed turtles. So the turtles would come to them and like be around. And the turtles just looked like they were trying to do the dances that the girls are doing, because the girls are spinning around in circles and the turtles are just following them for the food. So they totally stole the show. That part was adorable. So the audience is just giggling at the turtles and don't care a shit about the mermaids.
That's the sound of turtles having sex, by the way.
I knew what that was. Anyway, so we saw the...
for the audience. Why are you mad, bro?
No. I'm posting all my You Mad Bro pictures in the chat room.
I see that.
There was literally over like 100
so
of them.
So obnoxious.
They were
everywhere.
Everywhere. It was hilarious.
Can I back up for a quick second?
Sure.
So
just make sure you look behind you.
Hey, so you had basically like a synchronized... You had a synchronized swimming thing, but they don't ever come up for air. They go... They feed off of oxygen tubes.
Yes. Yeah, maybe I can find a video.
They're not wearing masks. Like, nope. I feel like I would really fuck that up. Like, you know, like, because you're supposed to, obviously when you're underneath, you're supposed to slowly breathe out your air. I feel like I would like put the air hose in my mouth and then like breathe through my nose and just screw everything up.
They say they have
that's why you practice.
They say they have to go through a year of training to do it, apparently.
How many times do you think that happens, though? Like, because it takes about maybe 100 times of you not breathing correctly where you almost drown every practice.
Yeah, that's
dude. All it is free diving without a mask, bro.
Here you go. Let's see.
Fantasy and beauty that needs to be told. Attractions.
Trying to get to the
Bryce is scrolling through a video of weirdness.
I'm trying to get to.
I know what you're doing. I'm just trying to describe for the listeners who weren't watching us live.
Wiki-Washi Mermaid Samantha's first show.
The thing that was really cool was that they submerged this underwater aquarium, for the entire show, and they use bubbles as the curtains. So that like when they change women and change scenes, bubbles went up across the fish tank.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they're basically under there.
So is it like discreet when they go over and...
No, they're holding
a tube. They're holding the tube. Look, sucking in the air.
She's holding it right there, blowing the air.
It looks like they're the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland smoking a hookah pipe underwater.
At the end, Dutch... It was the corniest thing, and I wanted to kill myself. They did I'm Proud to Be an American.
Ugh.
And came up with a flag and everything, and I was like, oh, come on.
I remember as a kid when I first heard that song thinking, this is... It was like my first douche chill experience, going like, this is self-serving and stupid. This is weird.
Well, what made it weird to us...
Now, mind you, we still had a fucking blast.
Yeah, what made it weird to us, and I explained it after we got out, was not that they ham force-fed this patriotic scene to us. But I was like, you know, I would have thought mermaids would have either had their own monarchy or nationality.
Right.
Being that they probably
American mermaid.
Being that they could swim out to international waters. Like, I'm like, really? They picked America? Like, I don't think
so. Yeah, because when I think of mermaids, I think of like, you know, Ulysses or the Odyssey, like those old Greek mythology. I always thought mermaids had to be Greek.
I think of Ariel.
Or that.
Under the sea.
That's racist.
Racist crab.
Racist crab.
But yeah, like, I was like, either stick to the fantasy realm or...
So what
or
else
just
do we do?
Don't
we're
do it at all.
The two, yeah.
So when we went to go, we dropped them off at the at this Swamp Fest where the
Cosby
show,
kids at the pool. Hey,
yeah.
Whoa. Oops, not that one.
That was the right one. Go. That was the first one was fine.
First one was right. Okay.
So we went to go park the truck after we dropped them off, so we could get in there. So we did, and we're walking back. This was on Saturday. There was like Trump supporters on each corner while we were crossing the street. And they're just the worst kind of people, you know? Like, send the Mexicans back, just fucking really trashy. So anyway, we went back in there, and it's really weird. Like, the area is kind of very old Florida.
Very much so. It's residential, old-timey. Yeah. Like, all this stuff, the mermaid show started in 1947. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean,
I'm sure that stadium had a whites-only section for a while.
For them, it's like a historical thing. So, really, we were just there, you know, for history. It wasn't for entertainment value. But after we were done with Swamp Fest, which really only took a small portion of the afternoon, we took the pontoon boat out into like the lakes area, and we went out into the Gulf of Mexico and watched the sunset. And it was by far like one of the prettiest things that I had ever seen. So like, it was just a very pleasant weekend overall. Just chilling by the water, where our friend Joe took his guitar and was just like playing acoustic. To a point where the neighbor yelled at us at a certain point in the evening, saying, like, "We were trying to sleep. Turn that music down."
Oh yeah, my buddy Joe
playing
was
acoustic. Yeah, yelled at.
Yeah, he was playing acoustic, playing really nice songs, like, you know, covers. And we were just sitting up by the fire. It was really nice. And then like the neighbor comes out and she's like, "Turn down the music." And we're like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you screaming at us?"
And then the next night
we've been like, "Ma'am, there's no electricity, so we can't really turn it down."
Yeah, we just ended up stopping. But the next night, we still did it again.
No,
but
they didn't end up stopping. Joe said, "Fuck this bitch," and he started playing "Rape Me" and screaming the "Rape Me" part from Nirvana.
Shh.
And until we had to tell him to relax and calm down because he was losing his shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he did do that.
It was pretty funny.
But then the next night, we invited neighbors over, and then they were just enjoying it. And one guy was really obsessed with
recording him because he was playing Dave Matthews covers. He kept recording him and like sending it to his daughter in Boston. Like, seriously, like, I know.
I mean, I honestly think he was trying to prove to his daughter that he was cool enough that
he has friends.
Yeah, but really what it looked like was that he was trying to set up his daughter with Joe.
Very weird.
He wasn't trying to like reconnect with her. Like, "Hey, look, I'm trying to get back. I'm hanging out with people. Come
Wait,
on,
how
baby.
Old is this guy and how old is the daughter?"
The guy must have been in his 60s.
Oh, okay.
He was older. Probably like our dad's ages, you know, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. But and I think his daughter is probably like early 20s or a teenager or just in college or something. Okay. I don't know. But yeah, that was our weekend. How was your weekend?
Well, the last 2 weekends since I've been on the show, I've been in... I was in a small town called Bellingham, which is like north of Seattle by about an hour or so, but just south of Vancouver. So it was right close to the Canadian. It rained every day. The Northwest is exactly what you think it is. Just constant rainy, cloudy weather. The people are...
They're asking about my birthday, not how the last 2 weeks
of your
life.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was asking about her birthday.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was asking about the birthday because I heard there was a surprise.
You're being polite.
There was a surprise involved, and I wanted to know what it was.
You do it.
Okay, well.
It was his face.
The main thing with the North, or at least the area that I was in, I just think there's a ton of Canadians in there. People were just like overly nice where you don't. I think I might have said this when I called in a couple weeks ago. But like it's like that I don't trust you type of nice. Like, right. Why are you being so friendly to me right now? But I think, you know, once you got used to it, I only had one blow-up interaction with one guy. while I was up there, which is, you know, a rarity for me. But I went in, and whenever I see parking that says, you know, if it's not handicap parking, mm-hmm. Or like, you know, reserved for this building, otherwise get towed, I park in that spot every single time. Like if it says expectant mothers or anything right. like that, like, and I pulled into an expectant mother parking.
Oh no.
Cause fuck them.
When does, you know, this,
like,
get
the
to
whole
her birthday?
Lisa Lampanelli bit. Like, what are you going to do? Give me a sonogram? Like that right. kind of, you know, so I,
well, you're a man.
And you have a penis.
Right. So and who gives a fuck? There was two open spots right there in the front. That's my point. Is I don't.
Your wife can be
that.
In the building.
What if
go
you're just there?
Fuck yourself. What if I'm not? No, you can walk three extra
simple.
Steps.
You'd
big
be like
fat slob. I'm not the one who got knocked up. You are. Anyways, so I park and I'm.
And
going
by the way,
in.
It's not illegal to park in those. You can.
It's not illegal.
It's
exactly.
Not. You
so
can park
if
there.
I can legally park there, but they just have reserved for employee of the month. I pull into it every single time.
Of course, because you know why the fuck should the employee park closer than the customer?
Yeah. Exactly. That's my point. That's the reason why I park on those. If it's something legal so, where I'm either A, will get towed or, you know, get a ticket, I don't park in that. But anything else, boom, I'm parking in it. So I parked in an expectant mother thing. And I get out and I start walking to the store or whatever. And this dude in a truck was like, you know, was like passing by, like right where I passed, where I parked. He's like, hey, you look pregnant. I look back and I was like, go fuck your mother. Like I had no patience to like say. I just, you know, like with me, when I don't have patience to like argue with someone, I just immediately go to DEFCON.
Right.
And then we start yelling. And she's like, oh, fuck you, you piece of shit. And then I noticed that he was wearing a Boston Bruins hat.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, here we go. And at first I was like, man, I'm like, I thought the people in the Northeast or Northwest were a little more nice than that. I'm like, oh, OK, he's an East Coast asshole like me.
Yeah.
So that was the only real envelope interaction. Other than that, dude, I did nothing but work and sleep. It was probably one of the heaviest workload installs that I've gone on. So I don't have a ton of stories. In fact, none aside from that. So, but
yeah, me.
Okay. So at the end of the trip. So I initially thought that it was going to take at least two and a half weeks to get this thing done because it was a big job. And I told Kelsey that going into it, knowing that her birthday was on the 11th, and I had flown out, I think, on like the 1st or something like that. So first,
like,
or second.
26.
When I flew out?
You flew out in February.
Either way, we thought that the trip was going to overlap with her birthday. And I let her believe that. And then once I realized that the job was getting close to being done, I was like, ooh, maybe she should fly back on her birthday. So I lied to her and told her that the trip is going to be, you know, well past, you know, going into the next week. So I was able to get a flight back and I went home, but I parked like way up the street because I didn't want her to see my car out front or whatever. And then I just called her from the front step and said, hey, did you get my, because like whenever we have FedEx or whatever, Amazon drops off, it's always right in the front door. And I was like, hey, did you get my Christmas present? They should have dropped
Christmas?
It off by now. Oh, did I say Christmas? I'm sorry. Birthday present. Oops. Hey, did you get my birthday present? They should have dropped it off. He's like, oh, no, I didn't see any packages. She opens up the door and she's staring at the ground, looking at a package and not looking at me.
And his feet freaked me out. I was like, oh, my God, who's standing there?
So
I thought it was the delivery man. Like, literally.
Well, then you should have played the whole sexy delivery man angle.
Oh, he was in the house.
It's my dick in a box.
Hey, I got a big package that I need you to sign for. You didn't do any cheesy lines? Come on now.
Do you order next
no,
day delivery?
No, I looked at him and I said, what the fuck?
And yeah, I was just like, hi, baby. And yeah, so.
Aww.
So that's what I did.
And then he took a 4-hour nap and then we ordered pizza and we watched TV, which was awesome.
Like,
did nothing.
With the lack of sleep that I had for full two straight weeks, I was working basically every day for like 12 hours and just the flight in and of itself. So I slept for most of her birthday.
Fair enough.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
I woke him up at 9 o'clock and then it was my fault for not waking him up to take me to dinner.
Well, you were trying to make me feel bad. Okay, because Royce, Mitch, you guys can probably commiserate with this. She doesn't like do it in an aggressive way. She just does like the whole, well, I mean, you know, I had to kind of cancel some dinner plans, but it's fine, you know, as long as you're.
Don't fucking guilt trip me. You had every opportunity to wake me up. Don't tell me that I, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, no. I would have been like, babe, wake up. It's time for dinner. Let's go.
No, there is no sugarcoating with Sherry.
No?
No.
Oh,
she's just...
you dried my sweatpants again. Didn't
sorry,
you?
Sorry. I don't know what the fuck you want me to hang up and what needs to go in the dryer.
If it's fleece, it gets hung up. Otherwise, it gets lumpy.
Wait, Sherry sounds like you and I sound like
you.
Mitch.
Shrink all of my clothes. Uh-oh. Like all of them.
No, I think you just keep gaining weight.
Burn! You stole my joke that I said to you.
You're
burn! You liar.
Your belly's getting bigger.
You thief and liar.
You fucking get burned, bro.
That was so good.
Yeah, because I said it yesterday to you.
No.
I said, honey, I know I'm getting fat, but this is getting ridiculous. You're shrinking the clothes.
No,
man,
you're not helping.
She sets everything on high.
You're not helping yourself. You're just digging. See that hole that keeps getting bigger? That's you digging it. Do you see a hole? Do you see it? That's you in it.
You, mm-hmm. you know what hole you should be occupying? Getting Zach Hanger on the phone.
What do you want from
You want
her?
Me to try phone? Again?
Yeah, let's try again.
Maybe I scared him away with my melodic voice.
Sherry, can I try it again?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to fill the void real quick. I was very happy with Joel's surprise home.
Aww.
I don't mean to sound ungracious. I was very happy.
You're the only person that'd be surprised to see his face.
I'm a very, very sweet boy.
So it shouldn't be too late.
Right.
Shh, it's ringing. Shh. Should we just try again tomorrow if he doesn't answer on this one?
Perhaps. Yeah. We'll just keep trying. Eventually he'll answer. Right?
I'm on the air. Just keep calling him.
Change the phone number that's calling him.
No, that's not why he's not picking up, I'm sure.
Oh, it's more like radio people. Don't answer that.
Ugh, I don't want to answer that call.
I'm doing all of these drugs.
All right, well, we tried.
Hold on.
Believe it or not, he's in at home, so leave a message.
Okay. We tried.
Oh, well.
Maybe we can get him back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fourth time's a charm?
No, I'm not trying again.
You guys all
that
have
was four times.
You guys all have his manager's email now too, so.
No, we do, and I have the manager's number, but that's probably a work number, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's better to just have
and
one.
And she's probably not with him, is my guess.
Probably not.
So. Either way. So.
Mitch and Sherry, weekend
yeah,
stories?
Yeah, what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, my weekend, I guess, consisted of finding out that I need a new heater in my house. So that's always fun. Get a new heater.
But it's summertime.
When we're planning for, well.
Why do you need a new heater? Like, is it just, break or what?
Well, our heater is 19 and a half years old.
Holy
and
shit.
We got a letter in the email from the people that installed it 20 years ago. And they're saying, blah, blah, blah. Your heater is involved in a class action lawsuit. We want to come out and check your thing and see if it qualifies for a replacement thing or a fix, whatever.
Right.
Oh, that's so good. That's good marketing, because that's all bullshit, by the way.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I know all that because I used to do the AC work. I mean, that's all fucking horseshit. Right.
So basically they're saying, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Your heater, the secondary heat exchange is failing, which is probably we can replace that for free. But your primary heat exchange is probably failing, too, because the secondary one. So we won't cover that one. It would be like $1,200 to fix or $1,500 to fix it. Or since your heater is 20 years old, it's probably going to die soon anyway. So maybe you could get a new one and we'll give you a $900 check for it or something.
So if it was 1996.
Yes.
Basically when this thing was made.
Yes.
I think the heater that is in this house is like 1976.
No, when I bought the house in 2009, it came with a new one.
Oh. Anyways, I've worked on heaters. Way to ruin my point. I worked on heaters old enough. All
God
dude,
damn
it's
it,
the
Kelsey.
Second exchange. If they can do it for free, then just do that. They're just trying to sell you a new heater.
But they're saying, but what they said was like, we'll replace the secondary exchange for free. But if your primary one is broken or if anything else is broken, we can't put it back together without putting in new parts.
And also we'll fill it with snake oil.
Snakes?
Right. Sherry doesn't like snakes.
I don't
snakes.
Want snakes in my
We're
house.
We're going to get a new heater because Sherry doesn't like snakes.
No snakes.
Snake.
dude, no, you're getting had. Like, of course, that's all sales tactic. Tell him, Royce, you were in that business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that's all bullshit.
I thought it was a good deal. He gave me the low price of $3,900 to replace.
Oh, my God.
Just the furnace, by the way. I told Mitch, it's about $2,000 is all you should be charged for that.
Yeah. I haven't paid for anything yet.
Okay, no, well,
this is called a second opinion. I'm getting a second opinion from someone who I probably shouldn't trust. But it's a second opinion nonetheless.
Dr. B just sent me a message. We're going to have a second hour. He goes, I turned on your shit and I thought it was an infomercial for Air Around the Clock or some shit. No, it's not a commercial. It just so happens that we're talking about it because my friend is a fucking...
Is a very smart
is
person.
Is a fucking you like a lot. Such... you, my friend, Carnival.
He's a
Carnival gypsies must love you.
He's a trusting soul.
Are just, I like their tricks. They're very good.
They're very fancy
I like
people.
I like belly dancers.
Me too.
Who doesn't?
That's well, like
Royce,
the same
tell
thing, right?
Tell them what's probably actually wrong with the fucking heater.
Look, listen. First off, you could probably just change the whole thing out if it's that bad. I probably recommend it, but you could get it a lot cheaper. Like, look online. They're trying to rip you off. Fuck these people.
Here's the thing. Is it that bad? Like, did your house heat fine?
No, it's still heating fine.
Then you're fine. Yeah. Right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he got that letter.
Your oil change, like, man, we got to replace the struts and the fucking, I know. The whole roof needs to be. It's like, what?
But it might be.
Hobbit's depressed. You got to, like, refill your kryptonite.
It's a business based on replacing it with brand new units.
But the guy told me, here's what the guy told me. He's like, this is our slow season, so we have our best discounts going right now.
Oh, okay.
Tell him the fuck off.
Yeah. I have
tell
to
him the fuck off. These fucking people ripping people the fuck off.
You should have said it's also dick sucking slow season. Is that why you're here?
Yeah. Apparently my back door's open so you can just rape me in the ass too.
Marie's so vulgar.
What?
So vulgar.
Dick sucking.
What?
Have you ever been in a car? Let me tell you about the most belittling car ride ever was on this weekend. I just remembered this. So we're driving over from from our house over to Wikiwachi, and we go and pick up our friend Joyce in the car. Now, have you ever been a guy? I don't know. This always happens.
He has been a guy before.
A guy who is girls always end up agreeing with each other. Doesn't matter what happens.
I agree with
the guy.
Sherry and Kelsey all the time.
Yeah. So I was just getting beat up.
Aren't our fiancés and boyfriends the best and husband?
I'm the best.
No.
Marie's the best.
No, that's
and Kelsey's
what you say.
The best.
No, that's what you idiots say.
See, this
are the best.
I was going to say, I got confused by your narrative there for a second, Mitch, but then I figured out what you were doing.
I was trying to be a girl.
Right.
That was
you
a bad
more
girl
of an effeminate.
Voice.
If you're
going to
do a girl voice, you got to sound like a gay man.
Yeah.
Try again.
Try one more time.
Our boyfriends and fiancés.
No, that's just louder.
That's
voice.
Louder. That's you're not... You.
That's your my terrible future possible sister-in-law brother's baby mama voice.
Where's my wine?
No, it's
not. Is it 1 o'clock yet?
That's her voice with my words.
Oh my God, did you see my Pinterest? I Pinterested a new pin.
Oh my God, you have the best
her
pins.
Voice with my words.
Try again. Do
Royce,
better.
You can
do this.
You were saying that you were getting insulted.
Yes, you were the one doing it.
No.
You guys.
I was just agreeing with Joyce on everything.
They would disagree with everything I would say. And
no,
then,
we would agree with each other, which you happen to disagree with us.
Okay, hold on.
Stop. I need an example, and then I can judge.
If I were to say, I don't know, man, because I honestly.
It didn't matter.
I blacked
anything.
It out. It was bad. It was a lot.
It was
just
like
to the point where I said, I give up. I go, neither one of you is going to agree with me. You're going to agree with each other. I'm just done.
We're doing it on purpose. But he'd say like, hey, let's grill let's put the bacon on the stove. And he'll go, oh, I don't know. The stove's going to heat up the kitchen. Why don't you use the grill outside? Oh, that sounds like a great idea. You should do a joint.
Everything I would offer, they would do the opposite and then agree and beat me down. And I was like, whatever the fuck. I go, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
It gets to a certain point, even if you know that they're doing a bit, it's got to just drive you insane.
Yeah, no,
bit.
Yes.
And then Royce is trying to toss the fries that we were cooking some fries, and he was doing a bad job, and so I took over, and then Joy said that she liked my technique, and I was like, I know it's a great
technique. And I was like, I'm right here. Fuck you. I was doing a favor. You're doing something annoying. Nice. I know. The whole fucking, it was bad.
That's a great bit. I love it.
Royce, yeah. Why are you so sensitive?
See what I mean?
It's kind of like me in the kitchen. They're like, Sherry, you're doing a good job, but I could do it better. Here, let me show you. And then I just take over cooking.
You do it without
I don't say it
and
like
that.
And then
I get mad. You take over. And I'm like, fine, you just do it then.
I don't mean to. I want to help. And then
fine,
I end up
doing
it all.
Let me get out of your way. I'm sorry.
Marie
we
and
have
I,
a big kitchen, but I'm in your way. Let me get out of your way.
Like yesterday, I made dinner.
Marie and I have had blowout fights over how to stack the dishwasher. Blowout fights over the right way to do you pre-arrange.
Oh, this is it.
What about laundry?
This is a bone of contention that a lot of people can relate to. Royce, what do you think is the correct way to do the dishwasher?
Okay.
Just like in three
let
basic,
me
like,
I did. I'll be honest. I did research. Okay.
Okay.
Now I did. I really did.
Had to prove me wrong.
I had to. So people say you should pre-rinse your dishes before putting them in the dishwasher.
Sure.
And my contention is you really don't. That's a waste of water. Why wouldn't you just put them in there?
Right.
You know, take the big chunks of food off.
Dishwasher. That's the point of the thing.
How old is the dishwasher?
It's brand new.
Yep.
Brand new.
Okay.
Brand new. So you don't need to pre-rinse.
Yeah. Brand new.
Fact.
So
here's the main thing is it's plates or things that are porous where water can shoot up through, go on the bottom.
Yeah.
Cups, things that water can't shoot past, go on the top.
Yeah. That we agree on. But she was like pre-rinsing it. Well, why are we doing double the water? And she, because just the way she always did it. And then I had to go online and find an independent report to tell her, look, it says that the dish. Yes.
We have a caller.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Oh,
hi,
hey.
This is Zach Anner.
Hi, Zach. Yeah. How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
Zach.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I had an itinerary mix-up. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's fine. We know you're at South by Southwest, right?
Yeah, I'm a South guy. In Austin, I have this big master itinerary with all of my balls and stuff on it. And unfortunately, you guys weren't on there, and that's tragic.
It is.
Hey, Zach, are you, do you have us on speaker? We can barely hear you on the phone. Is there any way you can either get closer or take us off speaker?
No, I'm not on speaker. What's the best way to do this?
There we go. Now we can hear you. You're fine
number?
Now. No, you're good now. We can hear
you're
now.
Better now.
Yeah, it's okay.
So
it's okay.
How do we fix this? How do I make it up to you guys?
Well, you know what? We'll do the interview right now because you know what? If I've learned anything from watching your workout videos, it's how to overcome, you know? So
yeah,
we're going to move on and we're going to get past it. And the reason that we have, and by the way, for anyone tuning in now, we have Zach Anner on the phone and he's promoting his book, If at Birth You Don't Succeed. And you could find it at all major retailers. I know because I Googled this. I've read the book, Zach, and I love
it. He's off the line.
Oh, hey.
Oh, did it drop?
What happened?
Yeah,
well, anyway,
no.
We'll get him back on.
Let me try to call him back then.
We'll get him back on.
South by Southwest is apparently a pill.
Wait, so what? Is he doing like a live stage show thing?
I don't know.
He
was there. His book signing.
He was there for his book signing.
Oh, book signing. Okay.
Correct. So we're going to try this again.
About my answer
hello
machine.
Again.
There, there it is.
It's not working in our favor, is it?
No. It's
that is
so,
totally okay.
How are you guys doing?
We are doing great. We were just retelling two of our birthday stories. We have a bunch of people on air, and two of us just recently had birthdays.
Yeah.
So.
No, I can't hear you guys. I am so sorry. I'll try and get to a place with better reception here. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's fine. You can't hear us? We're breaking up?
Yeah. Are you live on the air for an audience right now?
Yes, we're live on the air with an audience right now.
I would like to apologize to whoever is listening because this is crazy. I think I can sort of hear you. I've found a pocket where I can hear you.
All right.
Well, either way, hey, Zach, we're gonna be on for the next hour. So I mean, whenever you get to a place, or if you can do it now, either way, buddy, we're all ears because we're big fans.
Sure,
of yours.
I will. Why don't I try and get to a place with good reception? I will call you back and we will chat it up.
All right.
All right.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, buddy.
See, all right. So, wouldn't it be great if we changed our voicemail? We don't pick up and we change it to believe it or not, we're done interviewing you.
Hey, if that's the case, you want to take a quick break right now?
Yeah. Why don't we take
a
quick.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Well, what if he calls back in like a minute, though?
That's a good point.
Okay. One person stays on.
Well, it has to be.
And then we rotate.
One, two, three, not it.
That doesn't work because if I need to be on to answer.
Do you need to run the break then, or should I run it from my end?
Let's just not do a break today.
But I have to pee.
Oh my God. Then just go pee and do the shortest break ever.
We'll do a short, quick little break here.
All yeah, right. we'll do a quick break. Go Marie, right. Hit it.
All right, here we go.
Shooting it. Dutch, you hitting it?
Dutch can hit it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc. And you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows. And you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube for fuck's sake. And jelly babies, do what you will with that. Listen, click the link and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know, with the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah.
Birdie.
To the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Zombies.
Zombies.
I seen it once before in a rat, and I seen it now in men. Once one gets a taste for its own kind, it can spread through the pack like a wildfire, mindlessly chomping and biting at their own hinds. Nothing but the taste of flesh on their minds. You know the thing about a rat? It's got lifeless eyes, black eyes like a doll's eye. Don't seem to be living at all when it come at you, till it bites you. And then the eyes roll over white, and you don't hear nothing but the screaming and the hollering.
What are you doing? Are you doing a speech from Jaws?
Are you doing Jaws?
We don't have time for this shit. This is serious.
Look, it wasn't zombies, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce. What song is this? I love it.
The Floozies again. You're loving the Floozies.
Oh, I love the Floozies.
It's called Stunning.
The Floozies have not done a bad song. I've listened to so many of them.
I've written it down, I think, twice on my scrap of paper. That
they're playing
down.
Thursday at Bonnaroo.
You should etch it on your right forehead.
And I still haven't looked it up yet. But I will look that up here soon. But you're listening to the second hour of Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com.
Your note system
is
working great.
954-573-2780. Or if you want to contact us through Skype, HippoJuiceFilm is the unit to call.
Or
it's technically a number.
You're right. The name. The name? Skype name.
Skype name?
Right. Skype unit. Name. Correct. The unit?
Hashtag unit.
Hashtag unit. Guys, you're right. We're going to do a new campaign. It's going to be hashtag send us your units.
You're going to
know what it means. It means, I hope people don't misunderstand us now. We do not want dick pics.
But we don't.
Aww. We don't?
Do not. Sherry does. Sherry wants all
I want dick pics.
The
I want
dick unit. Pics. Okay, Mitch and Sherry both want unit dick pics.
I don't want them, but I'm curious. And if
but
Mitch
I
and,
need them.
If Mitch and Sherry are getting them, I don't want to feel left out.
Right.
Once you've seen one, you want to see the rest.
Mm-hmm. I want to find a dick bigger than
words.
Joe's.
Mitch. Oh, Joe's.
Cousin Joe.
Oh, there's plenty
That's most
there.
Of them.
A lot of them. Agreed,
his dick is a paper tiger. It's not as big as he
it, it's not as big as... They and say it is, but saying. Maybe that's because I haven't seen it in person.
It's long, Challenge. But it lacks the girth.
I thought it had the girth, and it was just, never mind.
Speaking of girth, if you want to see girth, go to morelikeradio.com/live every time that we are live, 10 to midnight,
mm-hmm.
Eastern Standard Time, to check out our pretty faces, join in the chat room, and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Or we also do it on YouTube, right? YouTube
yep.
slash
More Like Radio.
What is it?
YouTube.com/morelikeradio.
Okay, yeah, and it's live streaming through there as well.
And the replays will be up there too. By the way, they got smart now. Remember before they would you would put a video up and YouTube would tag it and they would like give you a copyright violation. Now they just play an ad for that song while it's playing, and that's it. Makes it a lot easier, not to worry about shit going down.
Oh, that is easier.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's yeah. I mean. Why wouldn't the artist or whoever you're playing want the advertisement? So this way you're not pissing off whoever it is that's broadcasting and you're advertising whoever it is that's playing. Are they doing a Floozies ad right now?
Yeah, probably. I would assume. But I don't have ad blocker up, so I couldn't tell you.
That type of technology, by the way, still blows me away.
It's like crazy, right?
Shazam, SoundHound, their ability to just immediately identify that stuff.
I don't know how they do it, guys. And if you're a YouTube partner now, you could like play your own ads, like this whole crazy setup now. Like I was just messing around with it. The next thing that's coming is Facebook Live, and I'm sure you've seen some people already doing it.
Yes.
Where you could live.
Yeah, I get notices from like BuzzFeed
and Big Cat
or
Rescue
Food Beast.
A lot.
like, oh, we just went live, blah, blah, blah. Well, like, yeah, I don't care.
Watch this girl cut a bunch of onions and try not to cry.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I watched it. It didn't work very well.
Didn't Facebook buy out Skype like a while ago?
No. Microsoft bought Skype.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's shitty.
Yeah, Microsoft. That's why it's shitty. Absolutely.
Yeah. 7 years later, we're still using it.
Well, because there's not an alternative.
Yeah.
We were kicking around the idea of doing ISDN lines, but
yeah, and we tried hang out, but the audio quality Hangout's wasn't as good. Shit.
How long were whale oil lamps shitty before Thomas Edison invented the light bulb?
Excuse me, I still like whale oil lamps. It's a classy thing to have in your house. It's very, very nice. And you know what the best part is? You kill a bunch of whales.
Pesky whales.
That's a good part.
Always getting in the way of things.
Like, at the end of... First off...
Moby Dick ruined it for everybody.
Not only is it an affordable heat source, but you get to slaughter whales. So those are, like, my two favorite things.
Can you believe that was, like, a commodity back in the day? Whale
oil.
It
still is.
Is it? Like, I mean, where could you buy... Somebody, rock a Wikipedia on that for me.
The funny thing is that whales...
How much does an ounce of whale oil go for... On the Silk Road these days.
Yeah, there's got to be a black market for it. You're right.
Well, they use ambergris as a form of cologne and perfume.
Yeah, but that's whale vomit or something, right?
Dude.
Yep.
Royce. Mm-hmm. Brilliant business idea. Here we go. This is going to combine two of your favorite things. Obviously, whale oil and killing manatees.
Yes.
We had manatee oil.
Whales
for lakes.
Yeah, they have the same fat content. You get plenty of oil out of those fat bitches.
But it probably smells like gross seaweed because they live in fresh water instead of salt water.
But Dutch, I'm only into that if I could punch them to death.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got to tenderize them, Royce.
Yeah,
I don't see what whale oil costs today, but in 1855, it was $1.77 a gallon. So if you're going to put inflation into that,
yeah, inflate that for us.
Like,
what is it?
Like you're at like... $60 a gallon, probably.
In 18 what?
In 1855. It was $1.77 a gallon.
Wow.
I'll take 1/10 gallon, please.
So it's like $60 or $100.
Hey, fill her up.
The crazy thing is that whales are probably smarter than we are, and we killed them just to boil them down into oil.
It's a good point.
To light our houses.
Lipstick.
That's true. Whales and dolphins are all very smart.
Well, how is it any different than the fact that our cars run off of dead dinosaurs?
Well, but that's different, though.
At least
though.
They were already dead.
We didn't kill them.
We're just digging
up. We're literally, for a while, we're killing whales because we were a little chilly at night. We're slaughtering whales.
I was gonna say, like, what? How much of a like? How much longer did that burn besides wood? Like, they had
to know.
Thing.
It's a slow burning liquid.
Yeah, I was gonna say back then, if it was $100 a gallon, it had to be really slow burning.
Rorschach says in the chat, whale oil lamps are great for the smell. At least you're right. I really, really want my house to smell like dead whale.
Ugh.
Watch that be like the cure for cancer, and we've just been sitting on it.
Hey,
dude, time.
Remember we used to make glue from dead horses too? Like,
I thought they still did.
No, they don't anymore.
They synthetic.
Yeah, they don't make
shit
anymore. But they did. I mean, that was glue.
Well, dude, they're making glue out of gorillas.
No,
Dutch.
No,
Dutch.
That's their taints.
How many times do I have to tell you? Gorilla glue is not made out of real gorilla.
Isn't it made out of like bananas or something or potassium?
No, it's not made out of bananas either, John. Dutch was playing.
That's why they call it
being serious. No, that's not why.
Look it up.
Okay, John, if I look it up and Gorilla Glue.
I thought they just called it Gorilla Glue.
Somebody look up why, Mitch, producer.
Because
you should be typing right now, not leaning back.
Don't
yell at him.
Guys, it's because it's super strong.
They were made out of the sinew of gorillas.
It's because it's super strong.
That means if I'm wasting, you know, an extra $5 per... So I could be getting regular glue this whole time.
Yeah, you could have.
I'm now mad.
It's nothing to do with gorillas.
Look, all I'm finding is stuff about pot because apparently there's a Gorilla Glue number 4, which is a strain of pot.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll just talk about that instead.
But I'm telling you, their formula has banana extract.
All right, John, then look it up then. You got a computer in front of you. Look it up and then send us the article when you find it.
All right.
It's only fast enough to run one program, which is Skype.
Guys, I think we have Zach back.
Zach is back. Hello.
Hey, Zach. Hey, Zach. Hello. I'm fine. I am finding out for... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah,
what was your name?
I'm currently in the aisle, the fish oil aisle of a CVS. So
perfect.
How are you guys?
That works perfectly because we were just talking about whale oil and how it used to light things. Yeah.
About how valuable it had to have been back then because they were just slaughtering these things left and right, and how we should probably get our hands on some whale oil and see if it's actually still beneficial.
I mean, I would hope so. I don't think a genocide of a species is ever justified, but hopefully we're getting something out of it.
Yeah, at least get delicious, delicious whale oil.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, how do they make baby oil? That's not the same process, is it?
No, I don't.
Well, Zach, I just was informed that apparently Gorilla Glue is not made out of gorillas, and I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we have cocoa, and that's the only gorilla we need, right? So,
yeah.
So all the rest of them can be turned into glue.
Yeah.
No, it might not be a gorilla. It might be an orangutan. But which one is the one that was really amused by the magician that was doing the ball in a cup trick for him on the internet? That gorilla was awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Now.
Yeah.
Now, Zach, this is how you asked us earlier how you can make it up. We really love your Workout Wednesday videos a lot. And we would like to request, I don't know if you take requests, but.
All right, sure.
Yoga. We would love to see you do some yoga.
Oh, my gosh. Would you ever? My body is a work of art. So, we have a yoga one planned, and I will not be very close for any of it, so I will make it up to you, and then you will wish that I had.
No, listen, first off, I think you're gonna look stylish in yoga pants, my opinion, because those are all the fashion right now anyway.
Yeah, I mean, anything that's tight on me looks good. I gotta say, I would have done very, very well in a boy band in the 80s. Like, if I could have been the third guy in Wham, that would have been great.
I like that he still shoots to a reasonable level, like third guy in Wham.
In Wham.
Yeah, I could have replaced the second guy, but like, he probably needed the money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right.
But, yeah.
If you're in George Michael's shadow, yeah, you definitely want to be there.
Yeah.
We're talking to Zach Aner right now, and he's promoting his book, If at Birth You Don't Succeed. You could buy it on Amazon and ifatbirthyoudon'tsucceed.com. So, Zach, we here at the show have loved the book. Everyone that's read it so far say that they really liked it. But
I actually laughed out loud. I lolled several times.
Yes, she did.
That's awesome. That's like the best barometer of if something's working. And because a lot of people will type it, but it's not true.
No.
No, that's right. She literally lulled. And honestly, you know what's a good book when you get someone to read? That's just difficult to begin with, you know?
Right.
I read.
Yeah. Who says print is dead?
I don't know. Somebody on the internet, I'm assuming.
Which is ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. No, the book is great. But I guess I wanted to ask you that the story that I love the most was... you shitting your pants before a Dr. Phil interview?
Yeah, well, it was actually directly after a Dr. Okay. Phil interview on the second challenge of the reality show I was on to win the show from Oprah. And like we had, and I had like stomach problems since high school, and like my number one fear was crapping my pants. And then it happened. And like I had to get on, I went to the crew bathroom. I got out of my wheelchair. I laid down on the floor and got naked. And like, luckily it wasn't just so explosive that it couldn't be like nothing bled through. Let's say that. And then, so I went out, we had won the day, and then I went out and continued to compete. While not wearing any underwear. It was the best commando victory I'd ever had.
Wow.
And once you have crapped your pants in front of Dr. Phil, they're really, you've just conquered the world. Like, what else can happen to you? I mean, it's really just like, oh, I've done this now, I win. So that's, that is the moment for me where I was like, okay, I'm going to win this show now.
That was actually a theme I really enjoyed throughout your book, is that you look for the worst case scenario to happen. And once it's happened, you say, oh, good. I'm glad that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of the way you got to do it, because otherwise we would just be really, really depressed all the time. And if you have something happen to you that's the worst thing, and then you live through it, you realize, okay, I'm still alive. I've crapped my pants, or I've almost castrated myself, and I live to see another day, and that's fine, you know. And I think if you use humor to sort of get past those things, then you're a much stronger person for it.
And that I'll say is one of the reason I got into you is somebody shared one of your Workout Wednesday videos, and that is an overlying theme in all your videos. I mean, they're hilarious, but it is all about overcoming adversity. And I really enjoyed your last one, the one when you climbed the mountain. That one at the end got me a little emotional. You actually tugged at my heartstrings.
Well, I think, you know, I had supposedly climbed a mountain on the travel show I had, but what I was really doing was being yanked up a mountain by my testicles. So this was actually just at, like, crawling, and it was emotional for me too, because, you know, for a lot of the Workout Wednesdays, we'll spend like a half an hour shooting and stuff, but this was like 3 hours of me on my hands and knees crawling up, let's be fair, it was stairs up a mountain, but still. I think that's the thing that really gets me. When I can challenge myself and we can have fun, and it may not seem like a lot to a lot of other people, but for me, like 100 stairs is a pretty significant climb. I appreciate it, man.
How did you end up getting down?
Oh my gosh, down! I just rolled. No, I went Yoda piggyback style on some very good friends. Chris Damaris was the one that bared the brunt of my 80 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, no, I get you. Sometimes you need spotters. When you're doing workouts, it's tough.
Like, I was totally content to just stay up there, because that's like one of the most, that's like the place where people go when they want to make out in Austin. And I was hopeful that if I stayed there long enough, somebody would look and take pity on me, and we would end up just making out the whole night. But it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, on the upside, did they at least have a bathroom at the top so you don't have another explosive diarrhea incident?
I don't think I would have even, if I had to go, I wouldn't have even looked for the bathroom. Who wouldn't want to take a crap off a mountain? Like, that's got to be the coolest thing.
Oh, I've done it. Ultimate. It's fun.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. I live in Colorado, so there's mountains everywhere.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who went up a hill and shit down a mountain.
Hey, Zach, I got a question for you. One of my younger brothers, Josiah, he has cerebral palsy as well, and he's really funny kid. He actually came in second in nationals for speech and debate in college just this last year.
Awesome.
And he really funny guy. So he finds a lot of like humor in this kind of stuff. And one of his speeches that he talked about was just, you know, people who are disabled being in wheelchairs and talking about the need for people to pat your head. What is the most annoying thing?
Oh, yeah, the head pat.
The head pat. That you get
is,
that too?
That is the thing.
Yeah.
I get petted so much. I have a very lush coat now because of the pity petting that I get.
What is your comeback to that? Like when someone does that?
Because when it happens, there's not been a time, even though it's happened probably it happens weekly, where I'm not just like, what the And I, because there's the urge to, you know, like hit somebody, but then you realize that it's coming from very ignorant, but a good place, like that people want to be kind. And so right. I can't like punch an old lady in the face. and so I just try, and when that happens, and it's not really like funny, but I just try and engage people in conversation that might, you know, dispel some of their misconceptions about people with disabilities. That, yeah. And I get prayed for a lot, and so.
Oh
far,
yeah, my brother talks about that stuff in his speech as well, about people who just walk up to him and then just start praying over him and over his legs and everything like that. I forget. Yeah, Josiah, I know he's listening, and I want him to tell me what he has a really fun response to those people as well.
Well, I always feel bad that I can't give them results. Like, they do the work, and I always try and stand up just to see if, like, oh, maybe this time went through. And it's like, oh, that's well, brilliant. I guess it didn't. Like, I just feel like I'm letting them down. So I don't really know. Maybe your brother can help me come up with a comeback, because I just feel like a failure every time that happens.
Yeah, he has a few about the common things that happen. The praying thing, the head pat. I'm trying to forget what the other... Hey, Zach, do you have any other ones? Like, just the common things that people...
I usually get the... Like, when I was traveling with my girlfriend, like, they couldn't grasp that I had a girlfriend, so they're like, oh, is this your sister? Is this your helper? Like, and then, like, I actually, and a lot of people assume that, like, I've been in the war. And I don't know, like, how to just explain delicately that I'm not a hero. I'm just someone with brain damage. Like,
right.
It's strange. People don't know what to make of it, but I sort of feel like it's my responsibility to gently sort of change their perceptions of what I am going through.
Yeah, and also what you could do is you could put, like, some really disgusting substance in your hair, so whenever they pat you, their hand gets really, like, messed up, and they stop.
Gorilla glue.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought of that. Maybe, what would it be, though?
Whale oil. I mean, we were talking about
whale
it earlier.
Oil,
ambergris.
Then, yeah, probably deal with, yeah. Yeah, I don't. But then I have to go around looking like I've got like cum in my hair. I don't really. That's not really the type of progress that I want to make.
It's a good point. So, in reading your book, If at Birth You Don't Succeed, please buy it. March 8th, it went out and it's on pretty much every store you can get. I noticed that you met or interacted with plenty of famous people, Oprah being the most famous, but the one I would have geeked out more was, I guess you know or are friends with the founder of Reddit?
Yeah, Alexis Ohanian. He's the coolest guy I know, really. He's just so, so approachable. Like, he has these amazing ideas, and, like, we whenever we're in the same city, we go and, like, hang out at Shake Shack. And he has been really, really instrumental in, like, everything that has gone well in my career in the past, like, 5-6 years. He's had something to do with that.
Does he have a naked photo
really
of you?
He sticks up for little guys.
Does he have a naked photo of you?
Does he have a naked photo of me? Yes, he has one in his book. He has color photos. He's like, I want to use the photo of you where, because I did a show with him called Riding Shotgun, where we asked Redditors where we should go and what we should do. And to launch it, there's a video of me, like, in the Terminator bubble, just Terminatoring into the middle of a field naked. And that's what he used. That's how he represented me in his published book. So... And I'm happy with that, because I think that's fair.
That does sound very fair.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did Oprah pat you on the head?
Did Oprah pat me on the head? No, it was just a big hug. I think Oprah's a little more, actually a lot more in tune to like what to do and what not to do there.
Right. Right. By the way, that's one of my goals is to get a hug from Oprah. That, and I want to take a nap.
Good.
I want to take a nap
good
with
you would think it is great. You got to do it. Like, I say it like you can go down the street and get it. But, like, if you have the opportunity, even if she's like yelling at you for something, just go in for the hug.
Yes.
I love Dutch's bucket list is getting a hug from Oprah.
That, I want to take a nap with Martha Stewart.
You want to take just a nap?
Just a nap.
A nap with Martha Stewart. I don't think I could. I think a nap with Martha Stewart would be too stressful to get any good rest.
No, dude, with that soothing voice. Are you kidding me, dude? Watch her show for 5 minutes. I just want her to. I want her to big spoon me, and then I go to sleep listening to ocean noise. That's what I want.
Oh well, I don't know if that can happen, dude.
Well, I mean,
I'm pulling for you, but I just don't know if it's happen.
Hey, man, people said that climbing a mountain couldn't happen. We can all dream, can't we, Zach?
Yeah, we can all dream. It's just sometimes our dreams are a little bit gross, and then we have to reevaluate them. Right? Right?
I guess you're right.
I would want Martha Stewart to spoon me on like an off day when she wasn't. I just feel like I would mess up everything that was pristine in her house. Are you just like really, really neat? Because if there was one untucked corner of that bed, I would be mortified.
Right, right. You feel like you let her down.
That's a really good point. She might be OCD about everything.
Dutch had a third dream, and that was to hold hands with Paula Deen down the beach, but then the whole racial thing happened, and he backed off on that one.
That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some things you just can't touch when that happens. It's like, oh, okay, well, that dream is done.
Yeah, there goes that one.
So, Zach, going back to your videos, how many of the jokes are pre-scripted and how much is improv and who writes the jokes?
Well, here's the thing. When I write jokes and then usually it's about 30 minutes before we film. And then by the time the crew gets there, I'm like, help me write these jokes because all of these are garbage. And then we go to where we're filming and then they're like, come up with some new jokes. And then we just do that. It's very, like, collaborative and fun. But, like, it'll always start with me. And then when I write, what I write is when it's bad, then I have, a cool group of friends that'll come in and I'll say, can we workshop this? And we want to say something about, like, Leonardo having sex with a bear. But what is it? it's like, yeah.
But now, the other thing that I really liked when I was reading this is you were a fan of Saved by the Bell, correct?
Oh, no. God damn it. Not again.
Wait a minute. Is that in the book? I don't know if you just guessed that or...
Well, no.
I don't know if I talk about it.
Yeah, you said something into the intervac when you were talking about your name and the way it's spelling. You know, the only other Zach you knew
was...
Yeah.
I was a huge... Tiffany Amber Thiessen can.
Thank you. Okay. Let me wrap it here, Zach. It's Royce here from Dutch and Royce. They always give me crap because I am a super fan of Saved by the Bell. And I keep telling him that was probably the best show of the 90s.
Every fourth show, he always wants to go into some sort of a Saved by the Bell rant. I have to stop him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's healthy to rant about it. I mean, like good nostalgia. But every fourth show, sir, I think that's...
Okay, you know what? First off...
You watch those DVDs at home, and you do what you must, but don't bring it into the workplace.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Zach. I've been trying to say this for years.
We thought about Saved by the Bell, but I'm not bringing it to work.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is my issue. The last season, Tori comes in and Kelly's not there anymore, and they never explain where Kelly went, and it was just messed up. And the college years? Don't even get me started. Look.
Did you watch the wedding movie?
Of course.
I was watching the wedding movie, and she was already in... on 90210 at that point, and it just didn't feel the same. It's
no.
This girl is done. I've seen this girl do things that Kelly Kapowski would never do.
She would not.
Oh my God.
She, like yeah. that. Like that time. Like that time. Her.
Royce, I'm going to cut you off right now.
You were able to do it. You were able to get another Saved by the Bell thing with our guest. You asshole.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Damn it. He roped me in and I didn't
He
even
roped
know.
You in, Zach. That's how he does it.
Threw me into the bus.
Now, okay, let's talk about something else storyline.
Like when Jesse took too many caffeine pills?
Shut no.
Thank you for keeping it on track. I completely forgot that I have a book that's out.
Yes.
Damn it.
So, I just bought your book. As you guys were talking, I just bought it.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
Awesome.
So in the If at Birth You Don't Succeed novel by Zach, you allude to having written all of Garden erotic fan fiction, but you don't include it.
Yes, I did. I did. That was the first thing I sent to like my literary agent of like, can we make a book with this stuff included in it? And it's like a romantic story of me riding up on a wheelchair on a horse and taking a date to Olive Garden, and she has no eyes, and it's a romantic story about as written from the perspective of a virgin that doesn't know what sex is and tries to guess what it is. So it's there's a lot of well, you can imagine what you can do with breadsticks, but like, yeah, I liked it, but my publisher said it's not going to fit in with all the memoir stuff.
Is it published anywhere else where we could read a copy?
I really, I prefer to read it live for the inflection and the passion, so I might send you an audio clip of it. I think it has to be read in my voice or it doesn't work. It's like, you know,
so
I'm the narrator of my own fantasy.
So I would love that on more reasons than you would know. I may or may not work for corporate of the company that may or may not own Olive Garden.
She worked for the corporate company that owns Olive Garden.
And
okay, well, now I have to ask you a question. I mentioned Olive Garden in like 110% of my work, and they have never reached out and offered me like a spokesperson job or anything. And I go there and I build up Olive Garden so much, and I've gotten not a single breadstick out of it.
Well, we'll let you know that.
Well, guess what? You were in luck, because I have been buzzing in the ear of the social and PR team about you for a good solid few weeks. And I was just waiting for your book to come out officially so that I could actually bring it in and show them the chapter that you dedicated to the Olive Garden.
Oh, my gosh. That is so exciting.
So I can't make any promises. I can't make any promises, but I did tell them that you need to check out this guy.
Yeah, because I think that Olive Garden is hands down the greatest restaurant that has ever existed in the history of food.
Perfect.
You know, that's great that they are finally aware, because they follow me on Twitter and I'm going after it aggressively.
Zach, I don't think you understand though. Marie has like legit connections for this, and you could probably make it happen as long as you keep in touch with this show.
Oh, of course. I mean, I was going to anyway, just so that we could focus on the Saved by the Bell conversation, but now that I know Olive Garden's in the mix.
Well, that, and we also have to get you some whale oil, so.
Whale oil. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I feel safe, like, putting that on certain things.
Yeah, like, well, how do you know?
I would want to try it, but I don't know if I would feel good in the long run. No,
it feels like a felony to own it, you know? Like, I don't think
you think
can.
So. Yeah,
yeah, I don't think you can't just, you can't be walking around with it, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if you send it to me, I will condemn it, but then I will use it.
Well, I know that we took up more than the 15 minutes that we were allotted of your time. Do we have any last questions for Zach before we let him go, guys? Anyone?
I have one.
Hi, Sherry. Go ahead.
Hey. So, Zach, I'm looking at your website, and it looks like you're spending a lot of time in Texas and New York. I need to know if you're going to come to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and go to, like, Mall of America for book signing, because I will be there, and I will be representing.
About the Mall of America. I will go. Here's the thing. I will go wherever anybody wants me to be, and that's not even, that's not, like, an overstatement. So if,
you,
if,
even if it's if just like me, can...
invite him to your wedding.
Zach, will you invite him at his wedding?
Sure. I mean, like, I won't know anybody there, so I'll be the weird guy in the corner sitting by himself.
No, you'll know Morley Radio. You'll
be, everybody who you're talking to on the show right now, we're all going to be there, so.
Okay, well, when is it? Let me find my calendar.
June 24th, 2017.
All right. Now, should I get like, one of those $50 ministry things and officiate the wedding, or do you have
that would be amazing.
Oh,
I would be amazing.
That,
you
that.
I
would
understand how
that.
Serious we would totally do that as a show. You have no idea that we would actually do that.
I would pay
will,
for you.
I will put in the work and the $50. If you want me to be, like,
we'll pay the
$50. I will do it. Yeah.
I will pay all for right, your cool. flight and hotel and the fees or whatever to become an officiant to marry Mitch and I.
I'm like, great. Well, I can't wait. I mean, I love Mitch. I think you guys are a great couple. It's really just a match made in heaven.
Hey, let's sweeten
so
the pot.
I'm glad that I could be a part of this special day. I mean, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Let's sweeten the pot. You guys should take him out for all-you-can-eat pasta at Olive Garden.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, I mean, if you need to figure out who's catering it, I have some suggestions.
Hey, Zach, man, thanks a lot for calling in. We really, really appreciate
it.
One more time.
Thank you, and thanks for, like, giving me an extra hour.
No, man, it's okay. We really like you and love your book, If at Birth You Don't Succeed, so check that out. And, of course, Zach, please, please, please do yoga for us. We would love to see you do yoga
love
for
to
us.
See it.
I promise I will do it, and then I will tweet it to you.
Thank you.
And have your people stay in touch. We can hook you up with all of them.
Follow at Zach Yanner on Twitter, and then you will see it.
I have been following you, sir. I am at Hippo Juice Film. You'll see I just tweeted you were live with us. But, yeah.
I'm excited.
I am excited for it, too.
So
and
much, guys. This was a lot of fun.
We'll try to get you some Olive Garden hookups.
Awesome, dude.
All right,
really
bud.
Really appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Take it easy.
Thanks, Zach.
All right, that was Zach Ehner, everybody.
Zach Ehner.
He was great, man.
He's a very funny guy.
He was, man, I mean, I know he called him late, but Jesus fucking guy's really, really funny.
I love him.
Listen, look, you guys might have someone officiating your wedding.
Yes.
I mean,
we had somebody lined up that we didn't talk to yet, but this would be 100 times better.
Yeah, obviously. But that's cool, man. He's a really down-to-earth dude.
I figured he would be. He like in all of his videos and his book, he just seems very down to earth.
I love Mitch. I think you guys are a great couple.
That was very funny. All right. Why don't we get let's get Hammy on first.
Because
we're doing a lot today.
Could you fill me in? Not just the listeners, but me. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, if somebody could pull up Hammy's Facebook post that he made, his sad one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll find
another Eeyore.
Yeah, which is weird because he has no reason to be Eeyore'd.
Are we getting him? Still on Zach Ehner. He's going to be in New York two times next month. In April. Once in March, once in April. So we need to get Hammy to go to Zach and try and get a live interview. And I will set it up.
Well, any of our listeners in the Tri-State area, we have a bunch of them. You guys go.
Hammy?
He's in New York, New York, Friday, March 25th at 7 p.m. And you can find this out at birthyoudon'tsucceed.com/events.
Thank you, Sherry.
Or Buffalo, New York. the 15th, and it's sorry, it's hard to talk.
No, it's okay, absolutely. But he was great. Too bad he's not going to be in Florida.
Hammy, you on?
I am.
Did you catch all that?
Hello, guys. That Zach Ehner is my favorite person ever.
Isn't he awesome?
Isn't he hilarious?
So, will you go to New York or Buffalo to meet him for us?
If I'm not scheduled to work that day, which I most likely won't be, I will most definitely try to.
And we'll get a book signed. We'll get a book signed. He's a great dude, man. He was very, very funny.
I remember when
you said the 25th, right?
Yeah. By the way, Dutch, I did not know the patting on the head thing. That actually makes sense. But Jesus, that was a really good question.
I need to have. I don't know if my brother has any of his speeches, you know, recorded. It's basically like a stand up set that he does, but it's not stand up. It's labeled as like speech, you know, and debate. Okay. I need to have it like a recording of it because he has a whole, and it's hilarious if you hear him talk about. Just and like what Zach was saying, the whole, you know, they're not coming out of a place of, they're just coming from a place of ignorance. They don't know. So they don't, you know, like the praying over, patting the head. There's another one that Josiah said, and he has like a comeback and or response to people who do that kind of stuff. I like Zach's whole, like, my first instinct is to stand up and be like, hey, sorry, it didn't work this time.
I love how naturally funny he was on the call. That was fantastic.
Oh, dude, yeah, he's just a funny dude.
So we have Hammy here from Brains too.
Yep, and I can call Dr.
Yeah,
B.
Yeah, well, before let's get him a second. Okay. Before we get Dr. B, Hammy, well, you know what? No, you know what? Let's get Dr. B first, because I want Hammy to explain everything. His Facebook post that made me, I do a welfare check on him.
Okay, I'm going to have to call another cell phone, so apologies
okay. Brett's expecting it.
Yes. Yes, he is. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. B.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good. You got to turn down your radio, though.
Radio?
I could hear myself echoing. Oh, it's better now. It's better now. All right. We're good.
All right, so Hammy, what's going on? Because I have absolutely no idea what this is all about.
Okay, Dr. B, have you met Hammy before?
We have in person.
I met him a couple of times. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Hammy posted something on Facebook. And Hammy, do you want to just read what you posted?
You can read it.
No, I want you to read it. I want to hear it in your sad voice.
Aww.
Well, it's rather long, so I'm just not.
Oh no! We have all the time in the world for you, buddy. We're here for you.
It's 18 minutes. But it's 11:40.
It is.
We own the station.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, there's no show after us. We'll go along if I say we are.
I think he doesn't want to read it, guys.
Just read it, Royce. Royce, just read it.
I don't even have it open.
It's really long. It's really, really long.
Royce, just
Hammy. Fine, Hammy, summarize.
Well, okay. So to summarize, I have hit a rather low point of self-confidence. I know we're going from very happy Zach Ehner to this bucket of shit here, but the past few months I have been feeling, I almost want to say, sort of hateful of myself, not because of certain aspects of my personal life. It has to do with the fact that I don't think I'm completely mentally over my impending divorce, and I think that's affecting virtually every single aspect of my life. She asked for a divorce last June, and she's still living with me and won't be gone until May. Oof. We're still technically legally married, and I feel like, you know, despite the fact that, you know, I have a really fucking awesome job, I'm not going to deny that. I have amazing friends and a girlfriend who's way out of my league. Every time I come home,
like stratosphere,
really, like she doesn't have a penis and everything.
Like, all right,
there's one galaxy, and then there's another galaxy.
All right, yes, I'm the sun, and she's in another galaxy. Okay, she's really hot. Okay, so even though I have those great positive things about my life, every single time I come home, no matter how good of a day I have, or no matter how good I have around my life. Every single time I come home, I feel like I am miserable, just pissed off unbelievably, and it's like a light switch, and I'm trying. It's come over to the show now, where we're on my show, and it's, even though I do the show in a room that she doesn't come in at all, I still feel the presence of this whole home situation here, and I just feel like I'm about to lose it every single time I come home from the house.
Can I ask a quick question? Why hasn't she moved out yet?
This is going to sound a little pathetic, but my parents, who own the house and live in the upstairs apartment, we have a two-family house, so, and she and I pay rent to them and all that stuff. They offered to let her stay here without talking to me first.
Mm.
And of course, she...
You're living with your ex-wife, and you're soon to also be running a parent... Okay. Why do you need me for it? This is pretty cut and dry.
How do you mean?
How do you mean,
Dr. B?
You're living with your ex-wife.
Yes.
Yeah. That says enough. You're basically living in the hell that you created.
And now, Hammy, why don't you said you can't get out of it right now, right?
And, well, yeah, and you wanted to mention the post. The Facebook post is basically a long summary of the fact that you can say it, the hatred I have for my soon-to-be ex has, and anger I have, has affected the show now, where the fact that I lost two co-hosts that I feel like I'm responsible for because creative disagreements turned into legit anger towards them. I've felt like I lost two friends as well as two co-hosts. I've lost the creative confidence I've once had on the show. And I've, you know, people joke around all the time and say, you know, we all shit on each other as show hosts. And I get that. And I get that the we're all friends. But lately, a lot of things that people, both privately and on the air, have said to me, it's really starting to make me think about the fact that that there's no purpose of me doing the shows anymore.
Didn't you tell me that something that Dutch said messing around with you bugged you?
Yes, it did. I didn't want to say it.
No, but I'm fucking saying it. What did Dutch say?
No,
what was it?
I read it. It wasn't anything. It was more of like a quick comeback. I mean,
I know.
I know. That's, we don't have to go over the whole thing. But I mean, I'm sure Dr. B can probably attest to this, you know, more clearly than I can. But I mean, shouldn't, if you're having all these issues and things are affecting you and it's affecting your relationship, shouldn't you go to the root cause and go, okay, this woman's in my house. Why is she still in my house? My parents are letting her here. I think a conversation with the parents should be in order, no?
Well, we did. We've had several arguments, and there is one thing in divorce law that she can and would probably take advantage of called equitable distribution. And what that is basically, let's say Marie put, like, for example, I'm just going to use Royce and Marie as an example. Marie puts more money into the household than Royce does. Whether that's true or not or whatever, it doesn't matter. If she puts more money into the household and then they divorce, the judge can say, well, Royce, you had the opportunity to and time to work full time and put equal amount in. Why didn't you? And they could legally force Royce to pay the difference and to make it half. And that would be in the thousands of dollars for me. So that's why.
So you're worried about her suing you if you kick her out?
Basically, if I throw her out, like, she could hire a snake of a lawyer, beat her, bat her eyes a little bit and look innocent and financially fuck me.
Okay, now, I'm sure you probably, the answer to this is yes. Is she capable of this if you have a conversation with her and say, hey, look, this is affecting my life. It may not be affecting you as much. I know you're the one who wanted the divorce, but this hurts me still. Like, you don't think maybe there's still a shred of dignity and or compassion left in her that she would, like, at least meet you halfway? Or I don't know.
Well, she basically is, as far as I know, continuing her search to look for a place. And We've had several conversations where she said that she will be out by May 1st, and not to mention my girlfriend and I had a few conversations about this. And I don't know if I should even be bringing this up or not. And let's just say,
then don't worry about it.
There is a deadline in place for her, and the deadline is very fastly approaching. And my ex is still going to be here, I think, after said deadline. And I'm petrified that I'm going to lose this chick because I really, really care for her.
But why does your ex-wife want to continue to live in this house?
Yeah.
Because she
get out of it.
The fact that it's cheaper for her to live here than it is to go find another place. And
fuck her.
Dr. B, is there anything that Hammy can do in his actions to encourage her to want to leave faster?
Well, I mean, yeah, because everything in your life right now outside of your home is, I would, from just the little that you've been talking, seems okay. So it's when fantastic. You go back home, I'm sorry?
I said it is fantastic. And when I come home, no matter how like good of a day I have, it's like a black hole. I don't sleep most nights. I stay up 2 days at a time sometimes. And when I do crash, I crash for 10, 12 hours. And it's just a repeating cycle of just, you know, getting maybe an hour sleep at most a night. And this is really just fucking me up mentally that more than I thought it would. And I mean, I would like just anything to just be like, you know, how can I approach this mentally?
Well, I mean, there, you have a couple of options. First, I mean, just to kind of explain what you might be going through, is you having this great life. You're basically living two lives. You're having this incongruent self. So you live outside, you have a great girlfriend, you have a job, you have all these great things going for you. And then you go to the shit fuck damn hole that your ex-wife is there creating for you. So you have the anxiety about going back to it, but once you're inside of it, that's when the depression hits. That's why you're sleeping. That's why you're feeling like shit when you're there. And then once you leave again, the anxiety of going back is just kind of creeping back on you. The only thing you can really do, it's nothing you, it's nothing psychological, it's environmental issues. The only way that you can fix it is changing the environment you're in, whether getting her out, you leaving, or finding some other compromise. Because right now, it's a constant reminder of a person you're no longer going to be with in a picture when you're trying to move on with your life. Your past is pulling you from behind when you're trying to move forward.
That was the most beautiful sentence I've ever heard. A paragraph. There you go. Sorry. Sentences strung together. That, yeah.
I'm glad I read that. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Hammy, like the thing that.
That makes sense. That made 100% sense.
The thing
to me.
That, like, completely baffles me is why she has stuck around in the house when she served the divorce papers.
I actually, and this is part of the mountain of it went from anger to hatred now I have for her. I'm doing all the paperwork for a divorce. She asked for it. I got over the initial, I mean, I hate saying heartbreak because, you know, I just hate that word, but I got over
whatever.
It.
You're being honest. It's okay. It happens.
I was doing all the paperwork and, you know, I filed the first paperwork in November and it's just been time for the past since November going to and from the county courthouse, just trying to get a court date. And now finally we are waiting for our final court date where we'll meet a judge and the final divorce will be completely done. So we're at the final step now, just waiting. And that's just the whole thing. It's just waiting for all this to be done. And it's to the point now where I almost am embarrassingly to say it. I called my mother over the weekend and just asked if I could just come crash over for a little bit, because every single time I'm here, I don't know how to describe it, but it just feels like it, like all the happiness that I have in my life outside of this house just gets completely sucked dry. And even if I'm doing a show with friends and we're laughing at stuff, like, you know, I get frustrated and pissed off, but then I start losing my, you know, focus and confidence on the air. Right. 'Cause, like, I just feel like my creative spark on the show has diminished because of this shit.
I have a.
Is there any way you can get out of the house? Is there any way that you can leave? Is there
that
any
was,
way you
I
can
was
live with
ask.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, your girlfriend's living situation. What's that about? Is there any way you guys could stay together for a little while?
I wouldn't want to put this on her, but I did call my mother. I called my mother over the weekend and I asked if I could stay with her for a little bit. So,
Hammy, if your girlfriend's at a getting impatient that this is taking so long, wouldn't she understand if she wants to be with you that you just hop over to her place temporarily until this thing passes in 2 months?
And here's the thing. You don't even have to have a whole conversation with her. Just, you know, just stay at her, you know, just go to her place and then just, quote, conveniently pass out there every night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Believe me, I thought of it, but I wouldn't want to put any of this on her.
You're not. You just
because her family knows the entire situation. I don't know why, because I've told her several times that if roles were reversed and I was the one dating someone who's still legally married, living with their soon-to-be ex, I wouldn't have even bothered in the first place to date them.
But Hammy, what you don't realize is that by you staying in this situation is more of an inconvenience than you moving in with her or somewhere else.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you're just feeling guilty to ask her. I feel like that if she wants to be with you, then she'd probably welcome that situation more than the situation you're in now.
Well, we have had arguments about, you know, going about the amount of times we see each other during a week. And my job hours, what I have now, gives us maybe like 1-2 days tops a week to see each other. But I just said a couple of minutes ago, I called my mother over the weekend and I asked, like, I basically told her that this situation is driving me to the point where I just can't take it anymore. And she said, if you need a place to stay, stay here. So, I mean, aside from doing the show, I'm basically going to move back in with my mom temporarily, go ahead.
No, I'm just a little confused because you said there's only maybe 1-2 days out of the week that you can see her. So if you were living with her or your mom, couldn't she spend nights? So every night you could probably see her, or every other night, and then also the days that you could. So there are solutions. You're just kind of finding the excuses.
Well, here's the thing. She works very early in the morning, and I usually work very late at night. And by the time I usually get out of work, at least for the time being, she would already most likely be asleep. And I have no problem driving to Queens, where she lives, every night. I have no problem driving.
Oh, she lives in Queens. Oh, okay.
I have no problem. I have no problem driving. It's just I don't think her parents would let me move in or stay with them. I have no
I didn't realize she was living with her parents. I thought she had her own place.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So I have no problem
that makes sense
asking,
though, yeah.
But I don't want to ask. It's because, I mean, they have their own problems. They have their own issues. They have their own, you know, they have a lot of shit on their plate now. Let's just say that with family members. So
Well,
I don't want to add to their to their family stress and be
if she's living with her parents, that's a whole other situation. So.
Right. So,
okay. So that's out the window. So,
but my mother already said I could stay with her. So
upstairs, you're still in the same house.
No. But like my birth, my biological.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. She lives about 20 minutes west of where I live. So that would just be another 20 minute drive to go see my girlfriend. So like, I have no problem doing that.
What are the actual, like, how possible is it that your ex-wife would hire a lawyer?
Because most divorce lawyers, it's not like accident lawyers who work off of after a settlement thing. Divorce lawyers usually need to get paid up front. And if she's as broke as you're making her sound, she can't afford one, right?
Precisely.
And so, also, considering how gentlemanly you've been for the past year dealing with all of this, I really don't see how you couldn't get some sympathy points in the whole situation in front of a judge or a court or whatever.
Or how about this? You kill two birds with one stone. Help her look for a place and then just find a whole lot of listings. Be like, hey, here you go. Check this place out. It's the same amount of price as what you're paying for here. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure I've done enough of that. I spent the past couple of months, you know, finding doing, because I don't talk to her. The only time I talk to her is when I put money in our joint savings account to help pay the bills.
Ooh, you need to get a yes immediately.
That's not good, man.
Separate right now, dude. Like, as in yesterday, you should have had separate accounts.
Well, I think what he's saying,
here's the thing. We use our separate accounts, and the only thing that we use our joint savings for is our tax return, which we're splitting 50-50.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the joint savings has whatever money we're putting towards the bills. So she puts, like $100 there, I put $100 there, and then that just goes to bill. On average, our joint account is like pennies, and we only use it just to pay bills.
All right. Now, what happened to the idea that I started throwing out to you a couple months ago of just doing the habits that she hates to a point where you're an annoying roommate to her?
Oh, you mean blasting music on my monitors until 4 a.m?
Well, I mean, that's one thing, but if that's not annoying her, keep finding what annoys her until she moves out.
I guess. No, go ahead.
And I don't think this is a little. Sorry. Drunk.
This is going
to
be sound.
I don't think you have to pay for divorce lawyers right away, because it took my parents 2.5-3 years to get divorced. And there's no way either of my parents could have paid for their divorce lawyers right off the bat, because they'd come to an agreement. My mom would change her mind. They'd have to write up new paperwork. And it was so much money every time they had to write up new paperwork.
It's all different via state. I'm on.
No, Kelsey, you're not.
Here's the thing. The only other person on the show who's been divorced before is Kelsey. So,
and my ex was afraid that I would oh yeah.
Yeah, she's a divorced sinful person. So
sinful.
Yeah.
Aww.
God frowns on this. You're killing baby Jesus whale.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Oh, if Christ compels you, Kelsey.
I know. No, okay, my divorce like kind of sucked, but it's just because he wouldn't sign the actual paperwork. And he could have, yes, taken the house, the alimony. I mean, like, he could have gotten me for alimony like crazy because he didn't work and I worked. But when he realized that he had nothing coming at me, and I was like, just fucking sign the papers, he finally did. But obviously, your chick is not being...
Well, New Jersey is probably one of the harder states in the world.
It's ridiculous.
We didn't have to be separated. I mean, he moved out and across the street within 24 hours, and then we were divorced, so it was done.
Well, New Jersey, they just recently put in irreconcilable differences into the law, so we filed underneath that. She hasn't contested the papers at all.
So that's a good thing for you.
It is, which means the courts will hopefully move a little faster.
If you don't have kids and you don't have a mortgage,
precisely,
that's huge.
But while we are still legally married, if I do anything that a real jack off of a lawyer can use against me in court, as in like just saying, okay, you're done, get the fuck out of here. I guess you can call it unrealistic paranoia, which I'm, you know, not.
I think it's part of that, to be honest, buddy. I think you can strong arm a little more than you think, because I think you're more afraid of. Because, you know, we always hear the horror stories of people getting fucked over in divorce court.
That is precisely why I've been silent.
You've been a good boy. Exactly. But I think you could strong arm this a little more, because like you were saying, like, this is affecting your day to day life. So I would start, and this is just me coming from a guy who has absolutely no experience. But in my unprofessional opinion, would start with sitting her down and being like, look, this is affecting me personally. This is hard for me. You know, like, whatever. Who cares if you look like a pussy in front of her? Who gives a fuck? At least try that tact first. And if she just still refuses to be a bum and actually go out and get, you know, a different house after you said, look, this is awkward, this is ruining my day-to-day life, yada, yada, then you can start going, all right, you're the fuck out. Then you can start getting a little more strong-armed about it.
Like, Amy, if your parents did not put anything in writing that she could legally still live there, she owes fucking nothing you owe nothing to her.
Right, because you don't have a mortgage.
No mortgage, and there's
so what
no
lawyer? Yeah, you're afraid about this phantom lawyer that's going to take you for everything you're worth.
If there's no documentation,
there's no
get
documentation
her the fuck
for
out.
Either or. There's technically, you guys are just undocumented roommates.
Dr. B, do you know anything like about legally how this can play out or a step that Hammy can take?
I know Florida law, but I'm not really familiar with Jersey. I mean, it sounds like you're really afraid of the alimony.
Did I lose you guys?
Hammy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, we can hear you. Though okay. I'm echoing.
I thought I lost you for a second.
No, I was asking you, what are the alimony laws in New Jersey? Because, I mean, in Florida, it's a little different. There is such things as indefinite alimony and people paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month to their spouses. But, I mean, given that, and I'm just going to take a giant leap here, you're not millionaires. So, I mean, what kind of assets do you really have to lose?
Not at all. We're millionaires only by heart.
He's the polar opposite of millionaire.
I'm the exact polar opposite. I work for a major corporation that doesn't want to pay healthcare laws, so I'm part time. The law that is scaring me the most of anything is called equitable distribution.
Okay.
And I already gave the example. She put way more into maintaining the household than I was because I was going to school and working part time.
Is there documented proof of said?
Even she saves everything.
Okay. So if she put all this money into this equal distribution, leaving the marriage, you're accustomed to a lifestyle that she was providing you. So ultimately, she might have to pay you alimony.
Hey, there you go. Hey, that's the strong arm approach there.
My mic's on. That is true. And that's what I was afraid of is because my ex didn't work. I worked. And I was going to have to pay him up to $4,000 a month if he filed
if
for
he,
it. Because he said, you work, I had my own business,
and
I could contribute.
Right. I've grown accustomed to a certain type of lifestyle.
But we're married, and we have all these accounts together, so now you owe me cash.
That's leverage, hamster, because if she tries to pull that shit and be like, hey, I've grown accustomed to having, you know, this and that, you know, paid for, and you're not here anymore, you fat whore. So there you go.
I don't know about the fat whore part. I don't know if that's going to help you if you say fat whore.
Okay, well, you don't have to say it just like that. You can maybe soften it up and be like,
you stupid bitch.
You overweight hussy. That might be another way to say it, right? Yeah.
I never would have thought I'd say this in the history of life, but Dutch may be right on this one. So you should be.
Thank you, Dr. B.
Yeah,
you're welcome. It'll never happen again. But
I put a link in the chat room about the equitable distribution laws in the state of New Jersey.
Right. But dude, grown accustomed to a certain lifestyle. You hear that from state to state. You hear that in celebrity courses. The dude, fucking Tiger Woods' wife hasn't hit a green in her life. But for some reason, she's worth $1.5 million a year.
The difference is, here's the thing. That's alimony. Because, I'm not talking about alimony. I'm talking about the money that went into the infrastructure of our household. She paid more into it than I did. And what equitable distribution is you're divorcing and you didn't put that much into the infrastructure of your household. You now owe that much money in difference. That's basically what it is.
Right. But here's the thing is that this is the kind of stuff you can settle in deposition. You'd be like, okay, look, I can owe you that much, or I can force you to pay me alimony because I've grown accustomed to a certain type of lifestyle. No. Here's the thing, buddy, is that if she lawyers up, you can lawyer up and tell her like that exact same thing I just said. Is that like, look, if you want to go ahead and with this whole distribution nonsense, I'm going to go with growing accustomed to a certain form of lifestyle. We can both go down that road if you want to. I don't think either of us do. Can we just please get a clean break and can you just move out? That would be easier on both of us because you're not going to win anything. And more than likely, you'll end up having to pay me $50 for the next 10 years a month.
Yeah, like, you know, like, I mean? If Dutch and I were to get divorced, who would keep Mitch?
Oh, well, that would be up to him, right?
Marie and I claim Sherry.
Yep.
Oh. Well, just because we
can. Is your ex-wife a reasonable woman? I mean, is she? Are you able to talk to her and reason with her and explain these things, or is it just completely too enmeshed and separated at this point?
She's been extremely open to talk about this because I've been. Initially, as far as like getting the paperwork and all that, I've been putting on the best smile I possibly could with the paper situation. And for those of you who don't know how to get what divorce is like, Kelsey could definitely join me on this. The amount of paperwork that you have to do in order and the amount of trips you have to take to a courthouse is insane. And there are paperworks for every single thing about your life. And
hey, not to be a dick, but you didn't answer Brett's question.
I'm answering it. She has not challenged or contested any piece of paper in the whole process so far.
Well, not only that, but you've also said that you've done all the paperwork. So why on earth would she now just decide to start messing around with it and lawyering up? It sounds like she doesn't want to do any of it.
That's what's going to end up happening.
Sign here, Tabs.
No, Duchess.
Sign him.
Duchess, 100% right. I am paranoid that if I boot her out just without notice.
No, you gave her plenty of notice. She's just taking way too long.
Okay, so in New Jersey, do you have a thing called mediation?
I have no idea.
Okay, so mediation in Florida, and like most states, is when two people go in a room without lawyers or with lawyers, depending, and say, listen, we're going to cut everything up right now. We're going to sign a piece of paper. You get this, you get that, and that's the end of it, and we're going to call each other a day. And really maybe just explain to her, listen, you were unhappy in this marriage. I'm unhappy. We're both unhappy. Let's just create new lives, and I don't want to get in your way. And try to just really give her that sense of maybe she's won, feed her ego a little bit.
Right.
Say, listen, whatever you want, I'll just give it to you. I just want out of it, and you want out of this situation. How can we both be happy? Make it more about her.
Yeah, I didn't know what the paperworks were for mediation, but yes, we have signed paperwork, and we have agreed to everything. Literally, the only thing we're waiting on right now is the final court date. That's the only other piece of paper that we're waiting on
now. Okay, well, kick her fat ass out.
Once that court date's gone, peace out. Throw the deuces.
Oh, believe me, I cannot wait for the day after the court.
Do you
after
think
we're finalized? If she's still here, I cannot wait to just start throwing shit out of here.
Tammy, do you think that the court date might hit before May? Like, what's the whole May thing?
Yeah,
I didn't want to bring this up, but I mentioned my girlfriend's. We had a conversation about deadline. May 1st is the deadline.
So the May thing has nothing to do with the court dates or what your ex-wife had said. It's more so your deadline trying to push her out.
Basically.
Okay. Well, then why didn't you tell her that the deadline was earlier?
Yeah. March.
Oh, because I just recently, like over the past month, I've been saying, okay, you need to be out of here by May 1st. And she said, okay, I understand, blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, at least you have a goal in mind. Hopefully she sticks to it. But now, when is the actual court date that you're waiting on? Did they have it given you a date yet or no?
They have not given us a court date yet.
What's the average wait time for that?
They said 4 to 6 weeks, and that was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, then here's the thing. You might have said May. The second that court thing comes through, you are not legally binded to anything. Because it's like double jeopardy at that point. So then once that court date happens, everything's signed, everything's finished, bam, bitch, you're the fuck out.
I like to remind everyone that Dutch and Royce is not a legal show. Do not take the legal advice.
Oh, no, we are 100% legal show. Call us for your legal questions. We do take money.
And donations by going to Amazon, by clicking the Amazon link below.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. Well, we need to wrap up. Hammy, thank you for calling. Dr. B, thank you for your advice and your listening ear, as always.
We love having you on, man. Thank you for being on. We do appreciate you putting up with all of our craziness, Dr. B.
Hammy, I hope that this helped at all a little bit, but we're here to let you vent, too.
I'm hoping that if the minute I temporarily move back with my mother, mentally, I'll start feeling a little bit better about the living situation. But as soon as this divorce happens, she's gone, I know this will be just a huge weight off my shoulder mentally.
Hammy, you know what? I'm going to make you feel better. I'll move you up in our draft.
You know what? I'll let that one go.
Holy shit.
We're all in the same dynasty fantasy football.
For listeners who may not know, we're all in the same money league together.
Yeah. Holy shit, that's good.
Dynasty.
I think this was just a big play to move up in the draft, Dr. B. That's all it was.
He may need it.
It's one big tapestry.
He may need it because didn't Martavis Bryant just get suspended for a year?
Yeah, a whole year without pay.
That's awesome. Idiot. But anyway. All right. We're going to be getting out of here. Why isn't this playing? Oh, because I have that one. Anyways, hey, guys, thank you for listening to Dutch and Royce. Dr. B, you want to say why you're better than everyone?
Because I'm not getting a divorce.
Oh, hey, that's good.
God damn it.
That's
Fair
a good
enough.
One.
Fair enough.
Woo!
Kelsey, why are you better? Oh. Did you turn your mic off?
Because I am divorced.
There you go.
Damn it, I was going to be mine.
Hammy, why are you better?
Put him on the spot
fuck.
Now.
Yeah, Kelsey took the one I'm taking. Because I'm banging a girl that's way out of my league, and like, I shouldn't be.
Like minor league to pro professional. Like
you,
that's
you're
like
rubbing it in.
I'm a T-ball player batting in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Well, now this just sounds like pedophile stuff. Hey, Cakes, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I can do voicemail messages on the fly in musical tone.
Yes, you can. Sherry?
Sherry is better than you because she went to go pee.
Yeah.
Oh. Sterling?
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Mitch?
I am better than you because I will believe whatever the heating people tell me.
Marie?
I'm better than you because I can cheer up Zach Gaynor with promises of Olive Garden giving him a sponsorship.
Yes, you can. Royce?
And I'm better than you because Zach Gaynor will be officiating my special moment with featuring Mitch and Sherry, the wedding. So,
and I'm better than you because I'm going to make it my life's goal to make Zach Gaynor, my younger brother Josiah, be a comedy duo that goes on the road and trashes people up, patting their heads.
Oh, that was good show, guys. Let's plug Zach's book one more time.
Yes, go for it, guys.
It is If at Birth You Don't Succeed, My Adventures with Disaster and Destiny, with a cracked egg on the front. A very hilarious book. Find it in stores. It just released out last week, and he is on tour with book signings.
Funny yes. fucking guy.
Use the link at the bottom of Amazon. Buy it there. That way we get a little cut.
Give us oh, a, there you go.
Give, bam. Give us a little taste. But yeah, that's
anything else?
No, that's it, man. That was a great
Hippo
show.
Juice, tomorrow night, 7 yes. to 9. Hear more
Thanks,
like radio.
Everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We're
that's
here.
Royce. This is for Hammy. It has to be an empowering song, right? This makes me believe in myself. 'Cause I still got a lot of fight left in me.